The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's Mike's Auto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the week care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook them or bag them, Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport, bigcountryhardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment, Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera & Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
And now, with the call of today's game, here's Bjarke Sears and Alex NSQ on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
There comes a time in every season when a team has to look at themselves, evaluate where they've been and where they're going, and really figure out what they're going to be. And tonight for the Middlebury Tigers, after coming off a tough loss last week against the Brattleboro Colonels, it could be much that night. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth game of the regular season. I'm Bjarke Sears, along with my partner Alex Sinescu, getting excited, getting ready to bring you the Middlebury Tigers against the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK. And Alex, just a little update. You know, what did we see last week?
Well, last week we saw the Tigers get their first regular season loss in over 3 years. So big game for them, a big bounce back game, and they're going up against a team tonight that really needs to win themselves.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and a really interesting setup here. You know, some people this week, and I think sometimes people have a tendency to sometimes downgrade the opponents if they haven't seen them. There's been some talk of, oh, okay, Colchester, that's a get-right game. And as you pointed out to me coming in tonight, it may not just be as easy as that.
No, absolutely not. You know, Middlebury actually only beat Colchester last year by 4 points. That was in Colchester. And, yeah, looking at the schedule, you know, they're a two-loss team and one win. They had one win over Mount Anthony, who we also beat, and they beat them by more points than we did. Their two losses are nothing to sneeze at, too. They lost to Hartford, who absolutely whacked Brattleboro 41-3. And they lost to Essex, who beat Mount Anthony as well. So you don't really know where this team is standing at this point.
Yeah, certainly a game where, as you said, you don't know where they're standing. I don't think we quite know where either team is standing. We do know what the weather's like, and it's starting to feel like fall. It's starting to cool down. Got some pink in the sky as the sun's going down. Alex, you mentioned the sun was quite a bit higher last week at this time. Starting to feel like football weather. It's starting to feel like really getting into the season. We're almost halfway through the regular season, which is hard to believe. Seems like we were just getting this thing going here a couple weeks ago. So we're going to step aside for the moment and come back with some more pregame, starting lineups, and all the rest. You're listening to High School Football at 92.1 WVTK.
4th and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sportswear, whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. 4th and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it 4th and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. 4th and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has four cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds, have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Hi, it's Tom Deniker from Deniker Chevrolet. We're coming down the home stretch. Our new building is nearing completion and the excitement is tremendous. We need to bring the old building down with a bang. Our goal is to sell 110 vehicles in September. Our new inventory is now over 200 vehicles. Plus, we have over 125 pre-owned vehicles, including the largest GM certified inventory in the North Country. We have the deals. 16 Cruze for just $169. 17 Equinox, $199. Chevy Malibu, $199. Impala, $259. And a 2017 Traverse for only $289 per month. Simply said, there's nothing we will not do to sell 110 vehicles before we demolish the building. Be part of history and get a Deniker demolition deal. Stay tuned for grand opening details.
Deniker Chevrolet.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And welcome back to the pregame show on 92.1 WVTK. This is Bjarke Sears along with my partner Alex Nescu. And Alex, you know, last week Middlebury's home opener for the year, as you mentioned, ended up being the first loss in over 25 games here. It's been the first loss at home, or first loss from the regular season since 2012. So, you know, it was an interesting game from my perspective, having seen a lot of these games, and that the Tigers didn't really play what I think fans think of as Tiger football. It was a game marked by quite a bit of passing for the Tigers. For, you know, Andrew Gleason went 7 for 15 in the air. He did, unfortunately, also give it over to the other team three times in the process. But to air it out 15 times is unusual. There's been times where you haven't seen that in half a season for the Tigers. But the run defense really loomed large last week, I thought, or lack thereof.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to contribute a little bit to the fact that they're going up against the best back in the league in Cheick Tiquite. But, yeah, I draw back to what you were saying with Andrew Gleason and continuing to throw the ball and the three interceptions. We're going to see a totally different game plan tonight. I think there's no doubt about that. I'm going to expect them to play a lot safer football, kind of like the Patriots played last night with Brissett, where they let him kind of make some easy throws, run heavy, just play safe football and make them beat you some other way than airs.
Yeah, and I think that would be, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the coaches respond to that, because I certainly, you know, you don't want to give Andrew the message that they don't want him throwing it all, that they don't trust him with that. At the same time, that hasn't necessarily been your game. That hasn't been his game all the way along. He'll throw it a few times, but he's not a throwing quarterback. They're never going to put him in the spread and let him chuck it around. So to find that balance of keeping him still confident you can throw it when you need it, but kind of limiting that, they, you know, kind of kept going to that a little bit last week, and it did end up hurting them a little bit. And then, yeah, the work with Jaquite, but Colton Ravina, the fullback, he had almost 70 yards on 11 runs, so almost 7 yards per carry. That's certainly something the Tigers are going to need to stiffen up tonight. Last week, the Colchester Lakers were able to run for 5 touchdowns against the Mount Anthony Patriots. And, you know, that's something the Tigers are really going to need to firm up. The defensive line is going to have to keep those runners from getting in the backfield and getting downfield.
Yeah, they're going to have to be really aware of that coming into this game. You know, they can't have another game like last night where they got ran totally over. If you can't stop the run, you ain't stopping anyone in this league. That's the bread and butter of almost every single team. A lot of other teams, they throw it in the air, but run first, run first.
And I think it's such an important game for the Tigers to not only get those things right, but also to establish in their own minds who they are. Certainly the first week, about that Mount Anthony win, they made some mistakes, and really Mount Anthony eventually just kind of frittered that thing away and lost confidence. BFA St. Albans, they're always a tough out, so 14-0, okay, you look, say that was a physical game, everything else, but then BFA St. Albans goes up against Mount Mansfield, not a team of world beaters, last weekend, and loses by a score of 28-40. They allow the Cougars to score 40 points only a week after the Tigers had trouble scoring 14. So for me tonight, I think it's a fascinating game to really figure out what this team is. You know, I wonder if they truly know, and I wonder if we see the coaches really trying out a few different things when they start to see who they are.
Yeah, I look to this game to kind of prove the direction of where Middlebury is going. You know, if they lose this one, they got 2 losses. That's a quarter of your games for the seasons, you know. We only play 8 games out here, and they got games up against Rice later on. So you lose one tonight, and you lose that one maybe on down the road, and you're looking at possibly not making the playoffs. So every game at this point is huge.
And, you know, you mentioned Rice and the future, and you know, this schedule, when I first looked at it this year, didn't look that tough. Essex is really starting to emerge as a team, as they always are bound to. Essex, one of the two biggest high schools in the state. They're always going to have horses. They're always going to have people. Big, big game this weekend as they take on the Redhawks of CVU. It's going to be at Essex tonight. So people ought to pay attention to that one. We always try to kind of point out one games people should be paying attention to. CVU, which generally has been a team that has, for its size, a team, to be honest, that's underachieved a little bit. They've only allowed 2 touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. And they're on the Tigers schedule later. So you've got Essex coming up in the next few weeks. You've got CVU at the end of the season. As you point out, that makes this a huge game tonight for Middlebury.
Yeah.
And for Colchester, a big game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, CVU, coming into that game, this is a team right now, this Middlebury squad, that's struggling to understand what they're trying to do offensively. They don't really have a go-to guy. They were trying the passing game out clearly the other night. They've been run heavy in other games. So coming into a team that's very defensively minded is going to cause problems for them. So they got a lot of time to figure out who they are before they get to that last game of the season.
They do, absolutely. And as far as the Lakers, they don't have a lot of time. Tonight is a game. Tonight may swing the season for them. Next weekend, they are going at home, actually. They are going to play Czech Chiquita and the Brattleboro Colonels. That's nothing to sneeze at all. We'll be interested to see how their run defense does tonight against these boys because these Tigers run well. Czech Chiquita is, you know, a whole nother level of big and everything else. And so, just had a little message there. So, it's really important on them. They must be fired up. They must be motivated. All right, the ACDC is playing. The team's out here with their black jerseys and black helmets, originally brought out for a homecoming game years ago. Now they're wearing it. It is homecoming weekend here in Middlebury. There was a big pep rally today. If you hear my voice is a little scratchy, I had to be the announcer for the Dizzy Penalty Kicks game between the varsity boys and varsity girls. The boys won 1-0 in overtime. I have to admit, I disqualified a boy player for not turning enough times. He came out, spun around twice, and then kicked. I was like, no, buddy, that doesn't count. They got a little mad, but the audience was happy. They thought he maybe pushed it a little bit. I pushed my voice a little bit, but we're here. We're ready to go. And it's going to be a great night for football. We're going to step aside for a few moments. We're going to come back with the starting lineups here. It's Friday Night Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's, we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters. Hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street, Middlebury, and on Court Street, Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10 Point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Lights are on. The temperature's starting to go down. The fans are filling in. John Neusieter has the Tigers out there warming up on the field. Colchester Lakers are having a conversation on their side. Officials are out there doing their business, and the smell of hamburgers is in the air.
Oh, I want some right now. It's not on the way.
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned
it.
Shouldn't have mentioned it. It's week four of the regular season here on 92.1 WVTK. Middlebury Tigers coming in with a record of 2-1. Colchester Lakers coming in with a record of 1-2. And as we wait for everyone to get going here, here's Alex with our starting lineups for tonight.
All right, for the starting defense for the Middlebury Tigers, we got on the line Marty Nemo, Maverick Payne, Tyler Hutt, Gerald Pereira, and Doug DiLorenzo. The linebackers tonight will be Spencer Carpenter and Trey Kaufman. Our corners, Simon Fisher and Cody Palmanville. And the safeties will be Andrew Gleason and Lane Sheldrick. For Colchester, we have Alex O'Connell, the QB, Jero Schnabel, the fullback, Tom Meadows, the wide receiver, Matt Hesper, the running back, Andrew Spencer, the other back, Mike Blair, the guard, Steve Kodaix, the guard, Colin Hutchins, the center, and the tight ends Mason Rogers and Casey DeCluso.
And so some other things, interesting little switch on the Tigers' offensive side. Generally what we do is we do one side or and then the other, kind of alternating weeks. But there are some things to point out. Maybe the Tigers making a few adjustments here. They are going to have Dustin Davio starting at right halfback. So that will be a mix. Pearson Beattie will be backing him up. Pearson has had a nice beginning to the season. But, maybe they're trying to mix it up a little bit. Still going to be Trey Kaufman and Spencer Carpenter in at running back. So everything else on the starters on that side of the ball remains the same. If you listen, if you're not necessarily used to the Tigers lineup, you may have heard Alex say five defensive linemen and two linebackers. That is the way the Tigers run it. Very often, those outside defensive ends will stand up and back up, so it can almost look like a 3-4 if you're familiar with that kind of defense. But also, they will go down the ground. It'll look like a 5-2. That's really a response to the fact that in Vermont, you run the ball and you run it a lot. So they try to plug up those gaps, and certainly the Tigers will do it tonight. On offense, they run a double wing. They put two running backs out behind the tackles and one fullback behind them. It's a little bit old school, but it certainly works for them. It's a system that works particularly well, Alex, when it's seen that you would kind of have not necessarily superlative individual athletes, but a really good system. You kind of trust each other and get into it. So for the Tigers, we talked about the need to stiffen up against the run, the need to do some things in the passing game and kind of figure out the passing game versus the running game. And what would you like to see out of the running game tonight?
Variety. I'd love to see a bunch of different backs getting looks back there, trying to figure out who works for them and what situations. They're usually running a good number of guys, and I kind of like them to see that more consistently.
Yeah, and absolutely, kind of getting into some sort of running flow. I wouldn't be surprised tonight to see Spencer Carpenter really get a lot of work early on in the game. Spencer, to me, so far has been an unsung hero of the season. I mean, we haven't had him up here yet as the player of the game. Every week, you have somebody up here, and there's been different players at different times that are kind of up there. But he's just been a workhorse. He's been a plugger. He's gotten him a lot of yards at times and been able to be that guy who will really grind it out. And I think that could be a place where the Tigers really like to go tonight, kind of warm them up with Spencer, start getting everybody on the inside, and then start using that speed of Trey Kaufman, who tends to come from left to right and do things. And then I think, that certainly Pearson Beatty can come in and do that. I think the inclusion of Davio was a recognition that he had a really remarkable touchdown last week, at the end of the game.
I was going to say that. He busted off a 70-yard catch right on the outside. So, yeah, giving him a different look. You do that, you deserve to be able to see what else you got.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you don't necessarily see what they see in the practice and things like that. So give a chance for him to make things happen. And then I think that defensive line, that's really where it's going to come down to. The Brattleboro Colonels were not able to throw at all. They did not complete a pass last week. So certainly the defensive backs are feeling fine, and those linebackers, when they were in a tough spot last week, and so were the defensive backs. By the time Jaquite got to them, he was with a full head of steam.
Yeah, he's really hard to stop when he gets going like that, and we saw it all night. He was running over multiple guys every time they were coming at him. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what this defense could do tonight. I think they know what the game plan is. I think they know this team loves to run the ball. So they got a game plan, and now it's just going out there and executing it.
And see how they go as things go on. Let's look at the other schedules, the games on the schedule here for this week. Tonight, Mount Abraham is going to be up at North Country playing against the Falcons up there. BFA Fairfax will be at Milton. Colchester, obviously, at Middlebury. CVU at Essex. Stay tuned for that one, as we talked about. Certainly a big matchup of two teams on the rise. Burton, probably the best passing team anywhere in the state, maybe by a long shot, is up at Burlington tonight. A little bit of strength versus strength there. Spalding at Woodstock. Rice at Mount Anthony. It'll be an interesting game to see where Rice is. BFA St. Albans at Hartford. Now, that's an interesting one for us to look at. I think here in Middlebury, I at least, and I think a lot of people do, always look across the state what goes on over near White River Junction there, over at Hartford High School. And they're very much a team like Middlebury, built around the lines, built on really good coaching, a very, very strong tradition. And we always kind of wonder, what's happening over there at Hartford? Hartford's having a very strong year, a very good year. And BFA, had played Middlebury tough last week. So as they go up against Hartford, we could learn a lot probably from what happens between BFA and Hartford, can't we?
Yeah, I think Hartford's one of the only teams we're pretty confident about that are good, other than like St. Johnsbury at this moment in the season.
Sure.
Their only loss right now for Hartford is against Catholic Memorial, and Catholic Memorial is coming down from Mass, so usually they kind of romp on the teams when they come to Vermont.
Sure.
So they're looking really good right now. Like we said, absolutely murdering Brattleboro early in the season.
Yeah, so then it's a question of, Middlebury, 14-0 against BFA, really tough game. BFA goes down to Hartford, you know, watching what happens there and say, boy, you know, what's that turn out to be? If they stomp BFA, that'll give us a little bit of pause. On Saturday, it's going to be Rutland at St. Johnsbury. The Hilltoppers are absolutely obliterating people this year, I should say. They killed St. Jay last week, 36-14, or they beat Essex, and Essex is an up-and-coming team. Fairhaven at Linden, Otter Valley at Windsor, U32 at Oxbow, Pulteney and Mount St. Joseph combined team at Mill River, and Mount Mansfield across the state over at Bellows Falls. So certainly a lot of interesting things to look at this week. Certainly for us, though, right now the focus on the Friday Night Lights here is on the Middlebury Tigers. Right now they're doing their starting lineups and coming out, and we'll just go for any last-minute thoughts you have going in as we start ticking down towards the national anthem here.
Just focus. Don't let that last game shake you or waver your confidence, you know. Sometimes it's good to get that loss out of the way. There's not the pressure of that undefeated season on you like they've had the last couple of years. And just be confident in who you guys are.
You know, and I think that's a pretty important thing. One thing I noticed this week, and any fans at home who don't know, and there probably are plenty who don't realize this, I do teach at the high school, so I do have beyond just an interesting rooting interest in this. Plenty of these people are my students and any number of things. But I didn't hear a lot of dwelling on this game. I didn't hear a lot of people talking about it. It feels like they knew to just move on. Coach Smith was quoted in the Addison County Independent. Andy Kirkcaldy had interviewed him, and he just kind of said, yep, you know, this is one we're just going to take the film a little bit, throw it in the wastebasket. And I'm sure they didn't totally do that, but I think that's what they want to tell the guys. We need to move on. But how do you think that could be a useful loss?
I mean, you know, just like I said, getting it out the way, being able to move forward. We saw it with Nate Warren when he came up here, how calm he was and put together. He wasn't angry about the loss. He realized what they did well, the issues they had at hand. They realized everything they did wrong. There was nothing that slipped by them. They don't know how they didn't lose that game. They had a very good grasp on the situation.
Sure, and sometimes as a coach, that makes it even easier to coach. They can kind of coach themselves. And we'll be back for the kickoff here in just a few moments. You're listening to High School Football, the Middlebury Tigers and the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Does your car need a repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we sell cars. We have storage and U-Haul. We have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Hey, sports fans, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, Vermont. This season, whether you're looking to design the perfect engagement ring, searching for jewelry for that special occasion, or wanting to restore or repair any piece of jewelry, stop in at Autumn Gold to visit our talented lineup of in-house designers, goldsmiths, and service pros. We'll help you get around those bases and score a home run. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Fort Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play, 92.1 WVTK.
And as the Middlebury Union High School chorus leaves the field here on homecoming weekend, The Middlebury Tigers get ready to take the field against the Colchester Lakers. A lot of things going on this weekend for homecoming. There was a big pep rally today. There will be the alumni dinner later this weekend. A few people are going to be inducted into the MHS, MUHS Hall of Fame, including, I believe he's the president right now, Friends of Middlebury Football, John Rouse. So a lot of things going on there. So certainly an exciting weekend for everyone around Middlebury. There's going to be a homecoming dance tomorrow, of course. I do not have to chaperone that, I have to admit. I'll be home. But I'll have to do some other things later in the year. Part of the deal. But, yeah, it's a great weekend out here. It's a great night for football. I was a little afraid it was going to be rainy tonight. Doesn't look like that at all. Grass looks great. Really nice condition. Nice and clipped. Looks like a pretty fast track. And the Tigers are going to kick off, as they like to do. They're going to be kicking off from right to left. That'll mean it'll be the Colchester Lakers coming from left to right on your radio dial. It looks like it is Jacob Bakkerman ready to kick off for the Middlebury Tigers. He's going to be sending it down to Bailey Olson.
And we got a beautiful night for football here. You can't complain.
No, really. And there's been some years where this, you know, this field just gets absolutely wrecked by rain. It's really been fortunate for the football playing. Although it's kind of fun when they all play in the mud. They seem to enjoy it. But here we go. Ready to tee it up. And the ball is off. Nice kick there, going down to about the 15. It's going to bounce at the 12, skip around to about the 7. It's picked up by the returner. He kicks it out to the middle of the field, finds a hole on the right side, trying to work it past the 20, up to about the 24 on the near side, brought down by a couple Tigers, including Carl Kaufman on that tackle. And so here come the Colchester Lakers, ready to start on their first drive. Going to be Alex O'Connell under center. Matt Hesford is going to be the most featured back here, although they will have some others as well. Hesford last week had 3 touchdowns against the Mount Anthony Patriots. Also running the ball a lot will be number 42, Keegan Landry. So we'll be looking for him as they go. They're going to be set up on the near side hash marks at about the 28-yard line. What are you doing at halftime, Andy? Okay. All right, and it is O'Connell under center. He's got 2 men in the eye with a wide receiver off to the left. And here's the handoff to Hesford. He's bouncing through, taking on a couple people. He's up across to about the 31. Gain of about 4 on the first down run.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Auto and Towing. For all your car care needs and more, see them online at Mike's Auto, MIDD.com. That's Mike's Auto, MIDD.com.
I thought they got 30. I was looking at the wrong number. They're at the 27-yard line. Yes. And it is O'Connell under center again. He's in the I formation. 1 man off to the left. O'Connell turns. He's going to hand it to Hesford again. Tries to hold the right side. Able to get something there. Plowing forward. Gets a first down right over by the far sideline. Gets up to about the 33.
Yeah, it's back-to-back runs now for Hesford, where he's gotten more yards than I thought he was going to get. He's holding on to it with 2 arms, too, protecting it well.
And one thing we've seen against these Tigers several weeks in a row, if you keep your feet moving and if you push with some power, you are able to make some yards. We certainly saw that against St. Albans, where they had multiple runs. I noticed Andrew Kirkaldi of the Independent talked about how there was a period last week where it was 6 yards and a pop, and we saw that against St. Albans, too. Tigers aren't going to want to see that tonight. All right, it is O'Connell under center. He's got 2 running backs behind him, and he hands it back to the running back directly behind him, plowing up through the line, trying to find a hole, gaining still a few, leading forward for about 3. We'll see if that was Hesford on the carry.
So what do you think can be done for this Middlebury defense to help them kind of gain some stability with stopping this run?
Well,
is there anything you can really do? Is it a personnel issue?
I think at a certain point it is just, you know, they know their assignments. They know what they have to do. At a certain point, you have to go out there and do it. They're capable of doing that. Sometimes these are some big boys. If you look at that Colchester line, these are not small guys. And so it's going to be having to just match up and go do it. Got 1 wide receiver off to the right, 2 running backs in the backfield. It's a handoff to Hesford over on the left side. Trying to dig forward. Isn't gaining much. Maybe gained about 2 on that run.
Yeah, you're just saying some big guys. Colin Hutchins is actually 300 pounds and 6'4", so absolute monster down there on the outside. They got some huge guys that are going to open up some holes, and we've seen them run into his side a couple times now.
And certainly if you're the Tigers, that's Tigers do not have a huge line across there. If you just kind of walked up to them on the street, you wouldn't necessarily think they were ginormous. 300 pounds, that's a whole other ball of wax. And is O'Connell under center? He's down. Underneath, he's got one running back, two tight ends kind of split out, and one comes across from the other side, trying to make a move, but can't. He's brought down in the backfield by number 77. He was brought down by Maverick Payne. Nice tackle there.
Yeah, big stop. And you got to think the Tigers want to get something going early right now and kind of get some separation between themselves. They seem to play better when they have a lead. They're more comfortable. They know what they're trying to do, and there's less stress on the team.
And it is going to be fourth down here for the Lakers. Fourth and 8 from their own 36. What started with great promise for them didn't end up turning into a whole lot here. They're going to punt it away from their 37. And it is Andrew Gleason and Cody Pominville waiting for the punt. And the punt is up. It's going to be a short one. It's going to bounce at about the 40 and then run out of bounds at about the 36. That's where Andrew Gleason and the Tigers offense are going to take over for their first series of the night.
Yeah, you know who's right there on that kickoff? Doug DiLorenzo, again. He always seems to be right there, getting in their face and kind of making it a little tougher for them on these punts.
Absolutely. It's been a great year for him, pressure in general. We've seen safety caused by him early on. We've seen blocked punts, or at least tip punts. We've seen a lot of pressure, a couple sacks caused by him. Certainly our week 2 JP Carrera player of the game. Doug does do a really nice job of getting in that backfield, disrupting people. He's pretty fast. He's not huge for defensive end. He's tall. He's not wide. But I think he's able to use that speed to get in there and disrupt things.
Yeah, I think his best aspect of is his quickness off the line. I feel like he's going from 0 to 100 in a millisecond.
Absolutely. And here comes Gleason. He's got his people down. He's going to have two wide receivers and his two running backs in the double wing. He's got Spencer Carpenter behind him. And Davio must be excited here to have his first start of the season. Gleason calling it out, takes it, hands it off to Carpenter over the no. He keeps it himself, trying to find a hole on that right side by the tackle. He's going to be stuffed for no gain as the defense flowed to him.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Foster's Motors, the home of the We Care People, Route 7 in Middlebury.
And with 8:22 left to go in the first quarter with the Tigers looking at a 2nd and 10, the score is Middlebury 0, Colchester 0. Gleason up to the line. Tigers in their standard setup with the two tight ends, with the three running backs. Gleason calling out the play. He's under center. Kaufman moving from left to the right. Here comes Gleason. He's going to take it. He's going to hand it to Davio. He's going to try the left side. Nifty little tiptoe through the line. Able to gain about 3 yards or so before he's brought down at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, nifty little move there to get through the line, but I didn't like how he lifted the ball up over his shoulder, really exposing it to being possibly knocked out. We got to avoid errors this game, like we said.
Yeah, that was something the coaches will talk him to. A nice observation there. Tigers looking at a 3rd and 6 from their own 40. Not much on the first carry. Just put them in spot. Gleason under center. And he's dropped back. He's looking downfield. Like pumps it. No, decides to keep it himself. He's got a hole. He's going to pick up the first down and driven out of bounds at the 50-yard line. 1st and 10 coming up for the Tigers.
Got to like Gleason doing something to get himself going, whether it's on the ground or through the air. Just getting something to get his confidence up early is really important here.
Absolutely. And seeing if they can get him moving, you know, it looked like he was thinking about going downfield. Nice decision there. Have a few options. Be able to work his way towards the sideline to pick up the first down. And Gleason's calling it out. They are at the 49 of the Lakers. And Andrew goes back. He hands off to Spencer Carpenter. Nice bust through a hole in the line. 5 yards straight ahead. Brought down by a gang of tacklers from Colchester, including big number 55. That's Steve Cadayou.
Just how many times have we seen Spencer Carpenter do that? Just lower his head, go through the hole, and hit his spot.
And he's usually able to do that. Pick up 4, pick up 5, pick up 6. It's a way to keep yourself out of tough situations if you could just do that. Put yourself in a position where you're looking at 2nd and 5. That's pretty handleable. And it is 2nd and 5 for the Tigers from the 44 of the Lakers. And Gleason has it. He hands it off to Kaufman, who came around from the right. Trey spinning his way up across and spinning almost to the first down. Doesn't look like they're quite going to have it.
Talk about keeping the feet moving there. He spun all the way around and kept moving them forward. It was a great effort there.
Yeah, to see Trey work that hard. You know, you've heard me tell the story about Colchester last year. That was the game where Trey, I thought, really started running with a lot of power and confidence and stopped dancing quite so much. And certainly right there, it was nice to see him continue to push. He's a skinny guy. He wouldn't argue with that. As Andrew Gleason grabs it and picks up a first down on the quarterback keeper. Gain of about, pretty good gain there. Gain of about three or four. So nice to see Coffin working hard there and really being willing to push as Gleason picks up the first down.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Mike's Fuel for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridport.
6:08 left to go in the second quarter. Middlebury Tigers and Colchester Lakers tied with a score of 0-0. Tigers with a 1st and 10 on the 36 of the Colchester Lakers. Gleason under center. He rolls back, rolling to his left. Looking around, he sees he's going to get a space by the tackle. He's not. He gets drilled down by a few different Colchester Lakers, including Thomas Soons on that. That's going to be a loss of, depends on where they put it, going to be a loss of two on that for Gleason. Nothing really opened up there.
No, he was looking for a hole for a while, and in the end they got to him before he could identify anything.
One of the things the Tigers like to do is they look over towards the sideline. They like to roll Gleason out towards his left side. He's a right-handed quarterback. It makes it so he has to turn all the way around and throw it. And if that was part of the option, it just takes so long to do that. Sometimes things can't materialize. Gleason has it. He throws it out to Kaufman over on the right side. Again, getting stacked up by the tackles on that swing out to the outside. Nothing gained. Tigers gaining nothing on that carry.
Yeah, and back to what you were saying about Gleason always rolling out to his opposite side. I'd be curious to talk with the coach, Dean Smith, about it and why they do that, if it's something that he prefers or maybe the coaching staff.
Traditional thing they do, and I think it's to mix up. Generally, you'll see them going towards the space where they have more side from the hash marks over, but something they've done for a long time. Gleason under center. They've got Davio Moody from right to left, and it is Gleason keeping it himself, rolling back. He's pursued by one guy who falls down, headed towards the sideline, looking to pick, throwing it downfield. 2-0. Probably just a safe play there. Keep anything scary from happening. And that pass is incomplete. It's going to be 4th and 14. The Tigers are going to have a little decision to make here. Looks like they, well, we'll see what they do here.
It looks like they're getting a little personnel change out
now
there.
They are going to punt. Doug DiLorenzo is going to punt here.
Chance for them to pin it here, though, with a little short field on this punt.
Yeah, Doug's a nice punter. It's a tough game for a high school punter to really try to get it within a short field. They are going to be snapping it from about the 38, 39 of the Lakers. And Doug waits for it. The snap's a little high. Luckily, he's tall. He's able to bring it down. He's able to put it up. This is going to work pretty well. It's going to go out at about the 24 or so, which is where the Colchester Lakers are going to pick it up.
Where the Lakers will have it 1st and 10.
4:25 left to go here in the first quarter with the Colchester Lakers taking over the ball. It is 0-0, Middlebury and Colchester. Enjoy the dinner, Andy.
Any takeaways from those first two drives that you saw so far?
Yeah, I think if I'm both teams, I keep hammering the rock. I think they both went away from it a little bit. I think there's no reason to think that either team can't run against the other one.
It really looked like that. It looked like both of them were picking up pretty decent gains and carrying guys with their tackles.
And so it was when they went to other things, agree. Like bringing a guy behind. You're going to lose yards. Like, sometimes you almost get a little cute. Like, just go out there and smash somebody in the face. All right, sorry. I don't know if that's appropriate for me
Your
to say.
Your violent side.
I know, terrible. But they try, and this time the Tigers do stiffen. It's a handoff to Hesford, and he tries the left side and is able to gain nothing on his first carry. Tigers stiffening up there. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 24 of the Lakers, for the Lakers. But I still think you try it, you work it. You know, you're not always going to gain a lot of yards, but they certainly started out pretty well. And for the Tigers, I have to say, it was also when they started moving laterally that drive kind of broke down a little bit. So, and you know, you do have to move laterally to loosen things up, bring people towards the outside. But, now we have an interesting setup. We have the spread for the first time tonight. We have O'Connell in a shotgun.
Oh, we also have a
four
flag.
Wide receivers. We also have a flag. Maybe it took them too long to get into that position. So, getting a little cute. Who knows? Either way, whatever it was, the Lakers did not set up in time. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. It's going to be second and 13 for the Lakers from about their own 19.
It's about one of the only times we've seen the clock stop tonight, too. We got 3:40 left in the first quarter, 0-0 here.
Yeah, it's funny how each week the game is just a completely different timing. Yeah. O'Connell's still in the shotgun, though, with three wide receivers, one of them coming across the stomach, and he's able to hand it off to Hesford. Maybe a way to get him to space. He goes over to the left side, plows forward. That was a pretty nice gain there. He got up to about the 27-yard line. That was about a 8-yard gain.
Ball on the 27, where it's going to be third.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Vermont Field Sports. For all your sports hunting needs with a great selection of new and used guns. Route 7 in Middlebury.
So interesting what the Lakers did there. They spread it out so that Hesford was able to get it a little more in space, and it did work. Right now it's going to be 3rd and 6 for the Lakers for their own 27. Now O'Connell is back under the center. He's going to hand it off to a man coming over from right to left. Moving laterally, just not going to work. No gain there for the Colchester Lakers. It was a carry by Kevin Otto for no gain. It's going to be 4th down for the Lakers.
26, where it's going to be 4th and 7.
So he lost one. So far, Kevin Otto has carried twice for a total of -3 yards, both of them moving laterally. And this time, the Lakers are going to be punting it away. We've got Gleason and Pominville waiting for it at their own 30. We've got the Lakers punting it away from Tom McHugh, punting for about his own 14. Nice snap there. It's going up. Almost gotten by DiLorenzo again. Oh, this time it's bouncing. That is going to be a tough punt. It's going to go to the Lakers 42. Not much of a game there. DiLorenzo doing it again.
Yeah, you can't talk enough about it. That's such a major impact on things. You know, you don't feel like that's a big play, but now instead of setting up maybe at your own 30, you're here inside midfield. So those are huge plays. You know, that's a 25-yard difference.
And certainly so far, the score is 0-0 with 2:13 left to go in the first quarter. The game of field position is certainly being won by the Middlebury Tigers. And in a game that may be a game of attrition for a little while, field position goes a long way. Andrew Gleason under center, 2 tight ends, 3 running backs. He's got Trey Coffin moving from the left to the right, and he's going to hand it off to Spencer Carpenter. Explodes through the hole again. Great gain there of about Carpenter 8 yards for the young fullback.
Tigers football is brought to you by Johnson A. Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified.
So it's going to be as hard as a gain of about 7. It's going to be 2nd and 3 for the Middlebury Tigers from their own, or sorry, from the Colchester 35. Gleason under center. He heads off to Carpenter again. Beautiful hole on the left side. Carpenter's rolling through the linebackers, getting up into the second level. Great carrier. Gets up to about the 20. Has a 15-yard gain for Spencer Carpenter.
God, my heart just wanted him to bust that one off.
I know. I thought he might.
You want it for the kid, you know?
I thought he might right there at the end. He was struggling with that last guy. Nice run.
Yeah, still a beautiful run.
Nice job by the line, but nice explosion by him. Gleason handing it to him again, testing that same hole, plowing through a couple people, gaining a decent amount, gaining about 4 yards. Didn't look like a ton from here, but still 4 yards on the run.
Yeah,
he's
extra
already
yards.
Gained.
Extra yards.
30
every
yards
time
tonight.
Gain of 5, 2nd and 5 from the 15.
Right now the Tigers leading on Spencer Carpenter. Why not? We talked about it. Looked like the ground game could work. Here comes Gleason under center. He's got Coffin left to right. Let's go Carpenter again on the right side. Plowing through people, staying alive. 4 defenders coming up to try to take care of him. 4 defenders, including number 40, Kevin Otto. But he's going to be close to a first down over there, maybe a little bit shy.
Yeah, it looks like just a tad shy, but they're going to keep giving it to him here until they prove they can stop him. You know, that's 3 straight runs for the guy.
You got to like that. Gain of 15, gain of 4, gain of another 5. Nice job. So it's going to be 3rd and 1 for the Tigers. Time ticking away towards the end of the first quarter. Looks like they're going to have a chance to run another play here. Gleason keeps it himself. Kind of stood up when he came through the line and got crushed. But I do think he picked up a first down.
Yeah, you know, I think his team really wasn't ready for him to snap that. A lot of his guards were kind of standing around him. No one really seemed to flinch when he got leveled there.
And he stood up right at the end. It's like, whoa, what's going to happen here? Time ticking down. That's going to be the end of the first quarter. Middlebury Tigers 0, Colchester Lakers 0 here on Homecoming Weekend. You're listening to Friday Night Game of the Week here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desiberay Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back, and the Tigers set up for the first play of the second quarter here. They go with a Gleason handoff to Spencer Carpenter. It is no real gain, maybe a gain of one. It's going to be second and goal from the 9-yard line. So far, the Tigers have done all their damage on the ground. Andrew Gleason had one passing attempt and did not complete it. It's been mostly the work of Spencer Carpenter so far. Here comes Gleason under center. Kaufman moving from left to right. It's going to be Trey Kaufman who takes it, following Spencer Carpenter into the hole, pushing and pushing through. Gets up to about the 5 or so. Gain of 4 for Trey Kaufman.
And I like this red zone possession so far. You know, they're not trying any throws like they did last game. They got picked off twice in the end zone. They're doing nothing fancy, and they're just handing it off every play.
Absolutely. Go with what's working. It is 3rd and 5, though, so if they decide they want to be a little creative, they could. It's also certainly two down territory, so you could hand it to Spencer twice. Here comes Andrew Gleason under center. He's got Spencer Carpenter behind him. He's got Davio moving from right to left. Going to keep him himself. Gleason is trying to left side. He's going to bust it in for a touchdown. That's a 5-yard touchdown run by Andrew Gleason.
Yeah, and a hard one, too. He had no blockers out there. He kind of had to make a move for himself.
And nice to see Andrew go out there and be so aggressive. You know, it was not a great week for Andrew. I think he would assess that himself, certainly. He had a tough week last week with a lot of turnovers, 4 personally for him, an interception, 3 interceptions and a fumble. Didn't necessarily probably feel that he played his best. Really nice to see him going out there tonight and being assertive. And it's going to be DiLorenzo setting up for the extra point. And here comes the snap. The snap is up. The set's down. And the kick is good. The kick is good. The Middlebury Tigers first on the board. It's 7-0 with 10:44 left to go in the second quarter. You're listening to Middlebury Tigers football at 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark. Hey, Kathleen, it's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom.
You should turn on a light.
Yes, dear. Oh, God, Martin, I just fell in the toilet. You left the seat up again. Ugh.
Well, I did tell you to turn a light on.
That's not the point. You left the seat up.
Are you stuck? Need me to throw you a rope?
Ugh. Martin, no, I'm not stuck.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is all about then.
Oh, really?
But hey, we have this great new item at the store. I'll bring it home for you. It's a motion-activated toilet nightlight, so you'll have plenty of light to see to put the seat down.
Great. Just great. For just what you need for all your home projects and gardening needs, or to light up your toilet, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
On the strength of the Andrew Gleason touchdown, it's 7-0 Tigers. They are kicking away to the Colchester Lakers as we speak. Kickoff bounces at about the 20, gets about the 35. working towards the 40. This is nice work by the returner. Gets it across the 45, up to the 50, trying to find some space. Actually, only made about the 47. Really nice return there by number 40, Kevin Otto.
Well, one of the first times we got them set up with good field position here right now.
Absolutely, almost to midfield here to start, and they had moved the ball pretty well right at the beginning of the game, did not do so with their last possession. Now down 7-0 against the Tigers. Now a chance for the Lakers, real an important time for them to respond here with 10:33 left to go in the second quarter. First and 10 set up on their own 48, almost to midfield. It is O'Connell in the shotgun with four wide receivers. It is going to be a timeout taken by Middlebury. Timeout taken by Middlebury.
Yeah, I'm curious why that happened. They must have seen something they didn't like. It looks like they're getting number 72 back out there.
So far, there has not been a tremendous amount of yards for either team. Certainly, by far, the most yards, really about 35, 36 yards so far, owned by Spencer Carpenter so far for the Tigers. Andrew Gleason has 16 yards, but he does have the 5-yard touchdown plunge there at the just a few moments ago. And for the Colchester Lakers, what started out pretty strong for Matt Hesford really has not materialized to much yet. 20 yards for Matt Hesford so far. And actually only a total of 21 yards in the first quarter for the Lakers.
Don't you love it when we keep some good statistics?
We're working on it, baby.
Got him on deck.
All right. It'd be hard. I wouldn't want to do a Burton St. Johnsbury game and keep the statistics,
oh,
though.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty rugged. All right. And almost an interesting offside there by the Laker guy. He stood up at about the 50. Everybody else is sitting up on the 48. It is O'Connell back in the shotgun. Three wide receivers. And one of the wide receivers moving towards him here. Coming across the middle, working for a hole on the left side. Not gaining a ton, maybe gaining about 2 yards on that first down run. We're going to check out who carried it here. That carry was number 34. That was Hesford.
Tigers football is brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, making your buying experience a pleasant one. And Nadeus Play School, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment. Route 7 in Ferrisburg.
The Colchester Lakers setting up 2nd and 8 at the 50-yard line. O'Connell again back in the shotgun. He's got a couple people split out. And he's waiting for it. Here comes, got a man moving in motion from left to right. O'Connell's dropping back, looking downfield. Looking to throw, decides to pull it down. Gets dropped. Let's see who got him there. Number 72, Patrick Messenger on the tackle. I don't think we'll call it a sack. I think he was looking to run. But still a really nice tackle for Patrick Messenger. That was a loss of 5 yards.
Yeah, pretty big play there. You know, that was one of the first times I think they've even looked downfield. Nothing was materializing, and the defense was able to get to him.
Certainly nice work there by Patrick. And now what was looking good for the Lakers is not looking nearly so good. It's going to be 3rd and 13 from their own 45, trailing by a score of 0-7. O'Connell in the shotgun. He's got three wide receivers, two running backs. One comes from left to right. O'Connell looking downfield. He's going to try it. He's got a man. Pick up there. He did get across midfield, but he did not get enough for the first down. He ended up at about the 45. It was a gain of about 10 yards there. It's going to be 3rd and 3 for the Colchester Lakers.
4th and 3.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I thought it was 4th down.
I was looking at my statistics. See, those statistics will throw you off.
Not as bad as when you got the quarter wrong.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Okay, or the name of the St. Albans women's athletic team. And a timeout being called here by the Lakers. So right now, certainly a big play here. 4th and 3 for the Lakers. They are on the Tigers' side of the field. Pretty big moment here for them here. I know it's early in the game, but still an important one to pick up.
No, you don't want to go down too much against this Tigers team. They really, when they've had leads, they haven't been one to blow them too much this season.
No, certainly. And so far, you know, for the not a tremendous number of mistakes here by the Lakers. They did have one penalty that cost them on a previous drive. When they were originally setting up their first spread, they kind of, I don't know, took too long to do it. Other than that, it's been pretty mistake-free on both sides of the ball for both teams here. Certainly for the Lakers, you know, 3 yards to go. The playbook's pretty wide open. You could do a lot of different things here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they got to make something happen here. You don't want to turn this ball over in this situation right now. Going for it's definitely risky when you're giving them such good field position.
Must say, I like that catch there by number 88, Charlie Powell. It was their first reception of the game. That's something they could consider going back to. O'Connell under center with an I formation behind him. One wide receiver out to the left. He's going to turn. It's going to be Hesford on the left side. Big hole by Hesford. He breaks through. He's turning through people. Stiff arm, shoving people to the ground. Gets to the 18-yard line. Powerful, powerful run by Matt Hesford. He went from the 45 down to the 18.
Yeah, heck of a run. You know, he's not even that big of a guy to be pulling dudes the way he was. He turned around a stiff armor guy behind him, really embracing the contact.
I'll be interested to see, was that an offensive face mask? I'll be interested to see. Personal foul, face mask against the defense. Personal foul against the defense. So you had a, from 45, that was 10, 20, 23-yard gain. No, sorry, 27-yard gain, and then they're going to tack on more on top of that. Explosive run there from Matt Hesford.
Well, I guess it's safe to say they made a good call going for it there.
Absolutely did. At the distance, they're going to be set up at the 9-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. So with 8:17 left to go in the first quarter, what was looking a lot of all Middlebury there for a little bit has swung right now in the Lakers' favor. They are within the red zone. They're at the 9-yard line looking at a first and goal. They've got one wide receiver off to the left, two running backs. They've got O'Connell under center. He's calling it out. Hesford's in motion from the right to the left. Handoff to the big fullback right off the middle, number 18. He's fighting. He's getting pushed by the lineman. He's going to get to the 4-yard line. It was a gain of about 5 on that carry for the big fullback, number 40.
All right, Tigers football is brought to you by Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop. Flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way.
So I think we're going to give that to number 42, Keegan Landry. Had two touchdowns last week against the Colonels. And here they come, second and 5 from the 5. Looking to score are the Lakers. This is a handoff on the left side. Tries to jump the pile, is unable to. It looked like Jack Detman was able to get his hands up and trip up Hesford as he came over the top. Gain of about 1, maybe? Gain of none. No gain on that play for Hesford.
Yeah, I don't really know what Hesford was thinking there. He had about 5 yards to the goal line, thought he could fly it.
3rd and 5 for the Colchester Lakers. Certainly two down territory, you'd have to think here for them. They're going to have the quarterback O'Connell in a shotgun, one man off to the right side. They've got a runner coming back. Hesford going left to right. Going to try up the middle a little bit. He's not going to get it. He's going to gain about 2. Actually, it was Landry on that run, gaining about 2. It's going to be 4th and 3. Decision time for the Colchester Lakers.
Yeah, great defensive possession so far by Middlebury. You know, they had that. It gave up that huge run to get put into this situation. They buckled down since. Big play right here.
4th and 4 for the Colchester Lakers. Huge play here by the Tigers. Watch as these guys get in a low stance on the defensive line. That's what I predict anyway. Almost down the ground. Oh, they're a little regular, actually. And it's O'Connell back in the shotgun. He's dropping back. Plenty of receivers going out. Big man turns. Did he bring that down? Excellent catch there by number 22.
Tom Meadows.
He went out. I bet he's a basketball player. He went out, drop-stepped as soon as he came around the across the end zone, able to bring that in for a 4-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I've been watching him line up on Pearson Beattie all night. He's got such a size advantage over him. I was wondering if they were going to use him, and clearly they did. Just threw it up tall to the big man.
Very nice job there. Way to notice your, you know your personnel, know what you have. I thought an excellent footwork there on that play, and he was able to bring that even with Pearson behind him. So nice work there by the Lakers. And it is Charlie Powell in for the extra point. It's up. It's down. It is good. And with 5:58 left to go in the second quarter, it is a game, my friends. Middlebury Tigers, Colchester Lakers, 7-7 on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Fourth and Goal in Middlebury is stocked with all the Middlebury swag, including tees, hats, and sweatshirts for fans and athletes from kids to adults. The selection is so huge, you can support a different Middlebury team each day of the week, from Tiger football to Panther hockey, soccer, cross country, field hockey, and basketball. Just about any sport. Support your team with their clothing at Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury. Everything for the rink, court, field, pool, and diamond. Fourth and Goal has your local sportswear, and they've been supporting our local sports teams for over 33 years.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
When looking for childcare, call Natus Play School South. They're now accepting 6 weeks to 5 years old. It's a great feeling when you have confidence in your childcare. Call 539-2107 or natusplayschool.com for enrollment. Conveniently located on Route 7 in North Ferrisburg.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And in the words of the immortal Dave Sears, we've solved nothing yet. It is 5:51 left to go in the second quarter. The Middlebury Tigers are taking over the ball. They just had a short return by Jacob Bacherman, who was the up man, returned it kind of on a squib kick. And the Tigers are taking over first and 10 from the 44 of their own side of the field. So 44, they've got Doug DiLorenzo split out wide to the right, Nemo wide to the left. They've got three running backs. They've got Andrew Gleason holding it, pitching it out to Trey Coffin. Lots of room to run over on the near sideline. He's getting up, still plowing forward. That's going to be a nice 9 yard or so gain there for Trey Coffin.
Well, they had the defense fooled, and they had me fooled. I was watching Spencer Carpenter on that, and so was the defense. I watched two guys try and tackle a man without the ball.
And one of the things is you watch different Middlebury Tiger quarterbacks over the years, the sleight of hand. Sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't. Right? I think Andrew's still developing it, and that one certainly worked well there. Two wide receivers, Gleason under center. He turns this time. It is to Carpenter on the left side, busting through the line, easily gaining a first down through the hole. Gain of about four for Spencer Carpenter. They're into Laker territory.
Yeah, Spencer Carpenter sees it up. Keeps it up. We could easily see him up here talking to us tonight. He's playing great. It seems every run he's breaking off decent yards. Not the first time we've said that about him.
No, not at all, but he's going very quickly. He's getting very quickly into the movement here. Tigers first and 10 on their own, 44, 7-7, Tigers and Lakers. Carpenter, Gleason keeps it himself, finding a hole on the right side, wrapped up by a few different guys. You got to worry about, let's be careful out there. A lot of people wrapped him up as Andrew Gleason goes down. Nice to see him pop it up so quickly. He was wrapped up in an awkward way.
Yeah, his health is absolutely key. You know, you lose your quarterback and it can be absolute disaster. Didn't see that for the New England Patriots in the last couple games, but with most teams, it's usually has disastrous cost to it.
No, yeah. Well, 4 yard gain there by Andrew. I was worried about the end of it. He did come up stretching himself, but he looks okay. Gleason under center, same two wide receiver, three back set. This time it's going to come to Kaufman, trying that right hole, plowing forward. Trey doing hard work out there. Looks like it's going to be very close
very
to a
close
first down. Trey Kaufman really running hard tonight.
Official timeout for Major
Mike. All right, Tigers football is brought to you by DeBreyes Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury, and a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes.
Well, the great Desibrays. We've seen a lot of different Desibrays. It's all right. A lot of different Desibrays come through this team.
Yes,
a lot of what's
Desibrays
come to these schools. So absolutely. All right. We have a measurement here. Official timeout as they measure here to see if the Tigers picked up the first down by the nose. Just a hair short for the Tigers. It's going to be third and one here for the Tigers. They're well in Colchester territory at the 34-yard line. 4:09 left to go in the second quarter. The score is 7-7. And the officials are trying to figure out exactly where they are here. This game is moving quickly here with all this running, for sure. Come the Tigers up to the line. They've still got their two wide receivers. On one side, it's Carl Kaufman. On the other side, it's Doug DiLorenzo. Three running backs set up. Dustin Davio, Trey Kaufman, and Spencer Carpenter as the fullback. Five down linemen. Andrew Gleason under center. Kaufman moving behind Gleason. And it is a ball may have come out. Carpenter went into the line. We'll see what happened there. They might have been on the exchange between Gleason and Carpenter.
No one seemed to be claiming they got
and
the ball.
And it's Colchester Laker ball. A Colchester ball there. Fumble at the 35-yard line.
From the 35 on the fumble.
Well, we talked about mistakes, and there was one right there. You know, they were having a chance to get something going on the 35-yard line, but now we're going back the other way, and they got time to make something happen with 3:45 left here.
Absolutely. For Colchester, they have to feel good about that long play they had before. They have to feel good about the way Matt Hesford started running the ball for them and see what they get going here. They've got one wide receiver split way out. It's 30 yards to where he's standing over at the far sideline laterally. And O'Connell in the shotgun. He's looking over towards that man. Pretty easy pitch and catch, actually. Pretty the defensive back laid way off, and that was pretty easy. For number seven, that was Bailey Olson to bring it in on his first catch of the night. A 7-yard gain there by Olson.
Yeah, you think it's safe to assume that they're not going to throw it on that play with only one receiver set up out wide, set it up in a very run-heavy formation. But they had their mindset they were going to him before he even snapped that ball.
Absolutely. And they go. Everybody's in tight here, although O'Connell is in the shotgun. No, they do still have the man out on the outside, but this time it's going to be Hesford testing the middle. And a good push by the offensive line. Looked like it was going to be a gain of maybe two. Instead, it looks like it's going to be a first down.
Yeah, neither team really being able to stop that secondary push today. It seems like no matter who it is running the ball, Carpenter or Hesford or Kaufman, they seem to always be falling forward.
And it was a we'll give them a 4 yard there. For Matt Hesford, working hard. Here they come back to the line. It is first and 10 from the 46 of Colchester. They have about 3 minutes to work to before work with before halftime. And so O'Connell under center. He's turning it back. He's got number 18 going towards the outside. Brought down by a defensive lineman. Let's see who got that tackle. Actually, it was Tyler Hutt, who had a nice week last week, able to bring down the man for really no gain, maybe even a loss of one there for Jarrett Shabnell. That is Shabnell's second carry of the game. He has only accrued 1 yard so far. Sorry, 3 yards. Here they come up to the line. It is going to be second and 11 here for the Lakers. And it's a drop back. No, it's a handoff. Oh, absolutely blown up behind the line of scrimmage. Excellent job running up and getting that. I'm trying to see who the defender was on that. Looked like it was Maverick Payne with a really nice tackle as the man tried to come around. Loss of what? Two or so for Hesford.
Yeah, with Colchester set up deep in this half kind of winding down, if the Tigers get the ball back right here, timeouts, their two remaining timeouts might play a pretty crucial point in this.
Third and 12 for the Lakers. And it's O'Connell. He's dropping back. He's throwing it over the sideline. Nothing going there. The man was running backwards. Hesford was really no chance as he had Spencer Carpenter coming up into his face. It's going to be fourth and 12 with 1:38 left to go. The game tied. You have to figure they're going to punt it away here.
Yeah, you got it right now. You know, last time you were in a much better situation to try and pick up that fourth down with both of their fourth downs actually on that scoring drive. But yeah, you got to punt it right here. I don't think there's any doubt, and the Tigers seem to be setting up that way.
Sure enough, as you say, they've got Cody Pominville and Andrew Gleason at the 23-yard line, and the punter is going to be punting from about the 33 on their own side. See, the punts have not gone too well tonight. We'll see how this goes. This one's a little better. It's going to bounce down. It's going to hit at about the 32 or so, bounce out of bounds. Tigers are going to take over at their own 25 with a minute 30 left to go in the first half, and the score tied 7-7.
Tigers football is brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Visit Denneker Chevrolet, RT7 Middlebury, Main Street, Virgins, Chevy, find new roads.
And what kind of road are the Tigers going to find here? A minute 30 left to go. They've got a long way to go on this field. They'd have to go 75 yards at right this point, and a minute 30 left to go. You want to take maybe some chances, but you don't want to take too many. You don't want something coming back at you. And they won't take a too crazy chance here. Gleason's going to hang on to it on the right side. He's coming across the line, gaining about 5 yards on that run, working behind the tackle on the right side.
Timeout on the field, Middlebury.
Middlebury's going to take a timeout. It's going to be second and a long five for them coming up.
Now, working with such a long field here, such limited times, maybe a timeout left to set up a field goal, what do you say they do to try and cut this field length down?
I would say, given the way the game is going, I think you try to run it a few times. You try to get it up to about the 50. I say once you get it to the 50, then you're able to take some shots without worrying about having your shot come back in your face and go back the other way.
Right. So you say play it safe until you get into a more reasonable position where scoring is more realistic.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Of course, the Tigers would probably do the opposite until you'd be successful, but that's what I'm saying at the moment.
Well, sometimes that works.
We'll see what happens here. But that would be my thing. I mean, 7-7, you've been playing great. Everything's fine. You know, you don't want to do so. As much as you'd love to have something amazing happen, you don't have a lot of time to have something amazing happen, and you certainly don't want to shoot yourself in the foot. All right, Middlebury Tigers do have two wide receivers. They're going to have Kaufman and DiLorenzo. They're going to have Gleason under center. Andrews dropping back. He's looking downfield. He is throwing it up for Doug, and it is almost caught. Went right over the outstretched arms of the cornerback at the opposite 40. Doug, it bounced through his hands. I think there were a lot of hands up around him. So that was a shot. It's going to be 3rd and 4 here for the Tigers. Plenty of arm on there for Andrew Gleason.
Yeah, and I think DiLorenzo expected Andrew Spencer to tip that one coming in. It hit him right in the square of the chest, but he anticipated that with two guys around him, he wasn't going to have a chance on that ball.
If Andrew Gleason had been able to lay it out even a little farther, Doug wouldn't have had to turn necessarily. Could have caught in the old peach basket and started running. And Gleason's going to hand it off to Kaufman, working over the right side. He's staying up. He's bouncing. And he is going to gain a gain of about 4 or 5 on that, maybe 4. It is going to be 4th and 4 for the Tigers with 1:07 left to go on their own 32. And Doug is going to be punting it away, it looks like. Oh, they're going to measure this one. All right, officials timeout to measure it. I wasn't thinking it was that close, but...
Yeah, I didn't either. I'll be curious to see. It doesn't even look like it as they're running over to it right now, but...
We'll see here.
We'll see what we got here.
Got to do your due diligence.
Absolutely.
And they set it down here.
Is going to have her
88th
birthday.
No, it was... We were about a yard shot. Yeah. Maybe a little less, maybe. 3/4 of a yard. I guess we could say 2/3 of a yard, and it would be 2 feet.
Yeah, so I say you be safe and just punt it here, you know.
Might as well at this point. You have to figure Colchester's not going to do anything too wacky. So going at halftime, feeling pretty good in the sense that nothing got away from you. At the same time, you have to feel that both teams, you know, would really rather have a lot more points on the board than 7 points at this juncture.
Both teams have had opportunities, too.
They have. I mean, and if you're the Tigers, and we'll talk about this more at halftime, but you have not put up a tremendous number of points over the last 3 games. Gleason's talking to Carpenter. They're getting down. 1:03, 1:02. Time is ticking against these Tigers, and they are not going. They are going to go for it on 4th and 1. This is a remarkable decision here. Gleason's trying to see if he can draw him off sides, I think. He's underneath. He's got Beatty moving. He's going to go to Carpenter, and he is going to pick up the first down. So the Tigers do get it. Gain of about 3. Interesting call there. They have confidence in Spencer.
Yeah, I was just going to say, risky call. It seemed like high risk, low reward, really. They got 45 seconds clock running here.
And here they go. They've got it. Oh, fumble on the exchange by Gleason to Carpenter. They set up so quickly, I hadn't quite been ready to call it. And then they have a fumble on the exchange. So here you go with 35 seconds left to go. And Colchester's shown they have a couple receivers out there. You have to figure they're going to try to do something. They also do have timeouts. Colchester has 2 timeouts, so you could try for a couple Hesford runs, too. So not good for the Tigers. 35 seconds left to go in the half. Second fumble of the night.
Yeah, you said it. They got a couple timeouts right here. They pick up maybe 15 yards. They don't even really have to go to the air right away if they don't want to. They can get this in field goal range and go into the halftime with a lead.
Certainly that exchange is going to have to be something they're going to focus on. That's the second time going between Gleason and Carpenter. They've dropped that ball. O'Connell is in the shotgun. He's got a man move. He's got two wide receivers. They're going to be looking downfield. He's got his man open right into his hands at the 15-yard line, and a timeout called by Colchester. That was a 22-yard gain down to Bailey Olson.
Pass of the night right there by Alex O'Connell. He just slinged it over the middle with a lot of confidence, stepped up in the pocket, and just hit his man.
You know, so far, and O'Connell's dropping back again. He's looking downfield, throwing it up high for the tight end. Did he bring it in? He was not able to. That was a nice-looking throw.
It was a beautiful-looking throw, and, you know, he had a chance to grab it right over his shoulder.
That was at Charlie Powell, and as you say, he really had a chance there. Right now, 18.9 left to go in this quarter. You do have timeouts if you are Colchester, so you don't need to get it right in the middle of the field yet. You could take a shot, then use the next down to bring yourself over to the middle between the hash marks for a field goal. You'd have to, I don't know what kind of kicking they have, but you'd have to think they might try one there. O'Connell in the shotgun with two wide receivers. Running back moving from right to left. O'Connell takes it. He looks over to that far side. He's got his man. He's not going to gain enough, though. He's going to get knocked back at the 15. There's really going to be no gain on that.
Timeout, Colchester.
I wouldn't be surprised if Colchester continues to go for the end zone here. You know, they had an opportunity earlier in the game when they got that touchdown on fourth down. They were set up from inside their own five. So I think this team is trying to get as much separation as possible.
And it is going to be third and 10 from the 15 of the Tigers. 11.3 seconds left to go in the first half. The score is 7-7. Their ball is set up pretty far on the right side. I don't think it's, I can't, pretty close to hash marks on that opposite side. The trouble there is if you have an incomplete pass, the ball is going to be set back up on that hash mark again. If you have a field goal kicker, if you decide to go for it, it would be a pretty long one for Vermont High School football, but not unmakeable. And you would then have to be hooking it a little bit left. I think if you felt good about your field goal kicker, you'd run it with Tesford from the right to the left, trying to make sure that he stays in the middle of the field, setting yourself up for the best field goal you possibly can. We'll see what their decision-making is. They have two wide receivers, three wide receivers, two running backs, and a quarterback in the shotgun. That is O'Connell. He's calling for it. And he is dropping back. He's got pressure in his face. They're throwing downfield. Intercepted. Intercepted at the 3-yard line. Being returned on this near side and dropped down at the 12. That was an interception by Lade Sheldrick. Huge play for the Middlebury Tigers.
Absolutely huge. And you know, a momentum builder going into half here, knowing, hey, he can't just keep whipping it on us, and gives a little bit of doubt in that quarterback's mind to be continuing to make those throws.
And with 2.2 left to go, the Tigers are going to take it over. One would expect that they are going to just take a knee here. And here they go, and that is it. That's going to be the end of the first half. And Middlebury Tigers and the Colchester Lakers are tied in a 7-7 squeaker. We're going to be back for halftime with all the highlights, all the updates, everything we can give you. Talk about the first half here on Homecoming Weekend. You're listening to the Middlebury Tigers and the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
It's the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event, now at Della Motorsports. Customer incentives include $2,000 rebates on Polaris Ranger XP900 and $1,000 rebates on the Polaris Sportsman 570, their most popular model, with financing as low as 2.99 for 36 months. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh, DellaMotorsports.net.
Christopher Chevrolet Buick and Ticonderoga just announced its end of summer sales event now until September 30th, and our prices are hotter than ever. Enjoy these sizzling deals only at Christopher Chevrolet Buick. The 2016 Buick LaCrosse, MSRP $35,130, now only $26,880, saving you $8,250. Now that's hot. How about our 2016 Chevrolet Silverado Regular Cab 4x4, MSRP $37,835, and it's yours for $31,781, saving you $6,054. Not hot enough for you? Then check out this 2016 Chevrolet Trax, all-wheel drive for $21,449. That's 16% off the sticker price. Christopher Chevrolet has leases starting at $209 a month, 0% for 72 months on select models, and certified pre-owned vehicles starting at $39.95. ChristopherChevy.com.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters. Hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
When looking for childcare, call Natus Play School South. They're now accepting 6 weeks to 5 years old. It's a great feeling when you have confidence in your childcare. Call 539-2107 or natusplayschool.com for enrollment. Conveniently located on Route 7 in North Ferrisburg.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, there's been a lot to talk about. There has been several fumbles. There's been an interception. There's been some long runs. There's been some long passes. And yet in kind of a weird game, there's only been 14 total points put up on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with the weird game aspect. It doesn't seem like these offenses are struggling at all. They made a lot of good plays, a lot of big gains, a lot of long drives. Just not much coming from it. On the Tigers' side, we've had a couple of errors that's kind of hindered them. And on the other side, just kind of penalties setting them back, drive killers. Their only scoring drive for Colchester was one where they had to convert on two fourth downs, we were saying. So it's been a dogfight game, to say the least, like we expected.
And, you know, it's interesting talking about some of the things that have happened. The Tigers have only had one offensive play of more than 10 yards, which would be surprising, I think, for anyone.
That is surprising.
They had a 15-yard run by Spencer Carpenter. However, on the other side, and harbinger of things to come, I'm not sure, the Lakers have had several. They had a 22-yard pitch and catch from Alex O'Connell to Tom Meadows. That was in the last drive that came to naught. They also had a 27-yard run by number 34, Matt Hesford. Other than that, still, I do have a 10-yard pass, a few other things. So not a lot of big plays here on either side. Lakers really the only ones who've gotten any at all so far.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think the game is going to be pretty similar going in the second half. Not a lot of major changes for the Tigers. Holding on to the ball more, you know, like we've been saying all year. Ball security, smart plays. I've liked what I've seen out of Andrew Gleason tonight. I feel like he's playing within himself. He's not trying to do too much. And some of the issues really haven't been his fault.
You know, I agree. And the one thing I worry about in terms of going into the second half is that Andrew did have a game where he had four turnovers last week. And he's now been a part of, in the exchange with Spencer Carpenter, two turnovers, fumble exchanges that they didn't just put on the ground, but the other team got. And You want to, I talked about last week, people want relief pitchers to have short memories. They want goalies to have short memories. And Andrew's going to need to have a short memory too. And he may very well have come into the game with a short memory, but now you've put two on the ground. You know, now hopefully doubt doesn't start creeping into your mind. So we'll see how they respond there in that way. Chance there to Doug DiLorenzo on a throw. Weren't quite able to complete it. Probably wish they wanted it back. And then certainly if you are Colchester, there's probably some things that they feel like they could do that they've seen some positives here in the first half.
Yeah, and no doubt he can have a short memory and come back and have a great half. You know, you look at that second half against BFA in the second game of the year. He came out and threw two touchdown passes, had a great night coming
sure,
in the second half.
Absolutely.
So he can absolutely rebound here.
Absolutely, and that's a great game to point out and a great one to bring out because that was a similar game to this.
Similar scoring.
It had gone back and forth. That one was 0-0 at halftime. Gone back and forth. Pretty rugged, pretty physical game. And eventually, Andrew and Doug kind of, I mean, everybody was involved, but they made the couple plays that did break it open. So what are those plays going to be today? I have a feeling that could come in the running game. Even though we haven't seen a lot of long runs, you have to feel Spencer Trey's making some work out there. We haven't seen Davia run the ball at all.
No, we haven't.
Which is weird considering he was put in the starting lineup.
Yeah, he got one carry early on, didn't get much on, and they really haven't gone back to him since. We've been seeing Spencer Carpenter be set up as the only back there, running up the middle maybe 3-4 times in a row. So it's been a very Spencer Carpenter-heavy offense so far.
And you wonder, you know, this is an option game where Andrew drops back and he's able to decide, do I hand it to the fullback? Do I hand it to the running back? Do I keep it myself? And maybe they aren't necessarily had the times where it has been Davio instead of Kaufman, but you'd think having him in there, you'd go to him. So it'll be interesting to see if he goes to it a little more in the second half. But I think some room to run there if they're able to do that. Defensively, both teams, we've only allowed 7 points. You have to feel pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that drive that Colchester had shouldn't have even happened. They got him fourth down on two occasions, and they had to make some amazing plays to get those points. So you can't be angry with the defense to this point. I mean, sure, I guess you could say they could do a little better with the run. They've given up a couple big ones. But, yeah, you got to be happy with how your D's done so far on both sides.
And it is the Mike's Fuels Halftime Show here on 92.1 WVTK. Should say that Mike's Fuels in Bridport, serving Addison County and parts of Rutland County, is your complete fuel dealer with a full line of fuels, including propane. Mike's Fuels also offers 24/7 emergency burner service. It's approaching the time for winter fuel programs. Give Mike's Fuels a call to discuss the program that fits your fuel needs. When it's time for fuel, call them at 758-3835 or 247-9500. Mike's Fuels on 22A in Bridport. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back on the Mike's Fuels Halftime Show, Alex is going to give a rundown of the scoring so far, and then we're going to talk about some of the games you could be paying attention to when you stay up to date on everything around the league this weekend. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hey, sports fans, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, Vermont. This season, whether you're looking to design the perfect engagement ring, searching for jewelry for that special occasion, or wanting to restore or repair any piece of jewelry, stop in at Autumn Gold to visit our talented lineup of in-house designers, goldsmiths, and service pros. We'll help you get around those bases and score a home run. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
McIntyre Services in Middlebury has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years, and the season is changing, and it's time now to think about heating oil. McIntyre Services has the fuel to keep you warm and burner service to keep that furnace running efficiently all winter long. McIntyre Services is also your local Sunoco dealer, and you can save big with the Sunoco Rewards Card. How does 5 cents off every single gallon at the pump sound? Start saving money now at their two locations, Exchange Street Middlebury and on Court Street Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Mike's Fuel Halftime Show, coming from Doc Collins Field in Middlebury, Vermont, as the smoke from the hamburgers goes floating across the field, and we wait and tick down towards the beginning of the second half. The Middlebury Tigers, this is Bjarke Sears, along with my partner Alex Inescu. We're happy to bring you the game tonight. You're listening to the Middlebury Tigers take on the Colchester Lakers in Game 4 of the regular season. Tigers coming in with a record of 2-1, Colchester coming in with a record of 1-2, but so far, they've been very evenly matched. Both teams have gotten on the board once. The score is 7-7, and Alex is going to fill us in on how that happened.
All right, in the first quarter, it was both a couple back-and-forth drives, most of them eating a lot of clock. Going into the second, we had a bunch of short runs by Spencer Carpenter that set up a 5-yard run for Gleason to make it 7-0. And right on the next possession, we had Colchester coming right back. Hesford was able to bust off a 27-yard on fourth down. And on another fourth down inside their five, they had a 5-yard catch to Tom Meadows to make it 7-7. And from there on, we saw a couple errors by Middlebury, and no one really able to gain any traction after that.
Absolutely. And you are listening to Middlebury High School Football at 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry. Yeah, so as you mentioned, so those two scores, and certainly those important, and you noted those two fourth downs, how important and key those were. Then really interesting thing happened. Two fumbles by on the exchange, both of them from Andrew Gleason to Spencer Carpenter, put them on the ground, took the sail, wind out of the Tigers' sails, but then probably really hurting how Colchester feels right now after one of the fumble recoveries, after a great 22-yard pitch and catch from Alex O'Connell to Tom Meadows. The Lakers were sitting in the red zone of the Tigers. They were at about the 5, and then they threw an interception. It was Lane Sheldrick getting the interception from the 2 with about 2 seconds left, probably a situation where they could have considered kicking it instead. And so instead of it being 10-7, it remains 7-7. A couple adjustments we're talking about. What's the major adjustment you're looking at for the next half?
Nothing too major, just two hands on the ball, just simple stuff, really, you know? No more errors, no more, we haven't seen too many penalties, I would say that. But, yeah, just get back to your roots, play simple football, nothing too fancy. It's a tie game right now, you know? We got two more quarters.
With that in mind, I wouldn't mind seeing a drive. You know, the tie, one touchdown here makes a huge difference, and you know you're going to get a few possessions. I wouldn't mind seeing a drive where the Tigers literally just say, we're just going to run straight at you. Like, do it over and over and over again. And if you need to pull Spencer out and put him in the backup or a fullback, put him in there. Let him run, you know. And just have Trey do it. You know, he's running hard tonight. Just keep pounding him up that middle for just one time, don't decide at some point that you're going to do something weird. Just keep hammering it up the middle and just see what happens. And then on the Lakers side, I think they actually could go to a different game plan. I think they're having a lot of success in limited times throwing the ball. They've had receivers wide open at times. So if I was the Lakers, I would be talking about changing my plan. If I'm the Tigers, I'm sticking right to it because I think it can work.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with you to an extent that they should maybe put the ball in the air more. They've had some success with it. But if you go too much to that, you know, you could make some crucial errors. And against this Tigers football team, you can't make errors. You can't give them good field position going around. So I'd say, yeah, definitely throw it when you got the opportunities. But they're playing well right now. I don't think they expected it to be in this game like they are right now.
No, and I would agree with that. And you're right. I mean, sometimes, you know, when it is close and it's halftime, you can almost get a little hamstrung by worry of it slipping out of your hands. And I know what you mean. And we've had times of good numbers. Matt Hesford has done a pretty nice job tonight, you know. But I would say, with that in mind, he has had 127-yard run. He did have an 8-yard run. Everything else has been for 2 for 4 for everything like that. They've shown the ability to get a little bit done. They have had quite a bit more success through the air. You know, not for tons of reps, and you know, if you factored it out over a long time, maybe that would make a difference. But I think you have to keep the Tigers honest in that way. As far as the Tigers, though, I guess the reason I'm saying don't switch up what they're doing is that we haven't necessarily seen that they've been able to get open against the Lakers as much. And so I don't feel like you have this kind of thing in the back of your head. You're like, oh, that's a piece we can go to. I think you're more thinking, hey, let's keep doing this thing we know can work, we know is our gate team, and let's keep instilling confidence in ourselves.
Yeah, I think you got to do it that way. You know, they didn't really prove that they could stop the run, so I didn't really see why the Tigers were going away from it at all. Run it down their throats until they stop you.
And then see what happens there. The Colchester Lakers have come back on the field, and they are stretching and warming up here. So around the league here tonight, just a couple games for you to be paying attention to. Certainly, local fans could pay attention to the Mount Abraham Eagles up against the North Country Falcons, a little bird of prey up there. Certainly the other game of the night, along with Colchester Middlebury, is the Redhawks of CVU up there at Essex. That's going to be an interesting one. See what they can do against the Hornets. And then for fans of offense, certainly Burton at Burlington. There's going to be a lot of points on the board up there tonight. And then tomorrow, Rutland at St. Jay will always be interesting for local fans. Tigers coming out here, getting ready. And getting over on the far side, getting stretched out. Coaches walking behind him. Interesting to see. Tigers, you know, I say a lot of great things about this coaching staff because they are reliable. One of the things that I think Dennis Smith and the gang does the best, I think they keep guys very, you know, on a level playing field. They don't get up and they don't get too down. But they also make excellent halftime adjustments. And so that'll be really fascinating to see what they do. Will you notice the halftime adjustments? Do they need to make them? We're here arguing that maybe you don't make a tremendous amount of adjustments. You just do what you do. But will they swing it the other way? It'll be interesting to see here in the second half. You're listening to the Mike's Fuels Halftime Show. Mike's Fuels in Bridport, serving Addison County and parts of Rutland County, is your complete fuel dealer with a full line of fuels, including propane. Mike's Fuels also offers 24/7 emergency burner service. It's approaching the time for winter fuel programs. Give Mike's Fuels a call to discuss the program that fits your fuel needs. When it's time for fuel, call them at 758-3835 or 247-9500. Mike's Fuels on 22A in Bridport. And you're listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. We'll be back right after this for the start of the second half on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Is your car in need of repair? Do you need a tow or maybe just general maintenance? I'm Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here at Mike's, we do it all. We tow cars, we fix cars, we sell cars. We have storage and U-Haul. We have master ASC certified techs, and we guarantee all of our work. So if your car or truck vibrates, rattles, whines, knocks, or just plain leaks, give us a call or hit us online at mikesautomid.com. You can even like us on Facebook. And remember, if we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event, now at Della Motorsports. Customer incentives include $2,000 rebates on Polaris Ranger XP 900 and $1,000 rebates on the Polaris Sportsman 570, their most popular model, with financing as low as 2.99 for 36 months. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Della Motorsports. 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh, DellaMotorsports.net.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
As they used to say on the A-Team, I love it when a plan comes together. We're back here for the second half at Doc Collins Field in Middlebury. It's 7-7, Middlebury Tigers against the Colchester Lakers, and Middlebury is coming out to receive the second half kickoff.
As they love to do, you know.
They really do. They like that. They believe in the defense. They believe in the statement it makes. And it really does make a difference, especially if you're able to score at the end of the first half. You are able to then pile on. If you fall behind, you're able to have a chance to catch up. It makes a lot of sense. It's weird that more teams don't actually do it. And here comes the kickoff from the 40. It's going down to Gleason, and oh, it's a little bit of a mix-up here, but this time it's Sheldrick taking it at the 25, a little bit of an up man, coming over towards the right side, gets up to about the 38. This is where Andrew Gleason and the offense are going to take over for their first drive of the second half.
It's going to be interesting to see what plays they come out with. I think we'll get a pretty good idea of what their game plan is here on this opening drive and in these first couple possessions.
Tigers are moving from our right to our left. So the near sideline, if you hear us say that, is going to be their left, and the far sideline is their right. Gleason under center, two wide receivers, three running backs. They've got Davio in motion. It's a handoff to Davio up the middle, trying to find a way through, gaining about 3 yards on the first down run.
Well, there's Davio. They're getting him out there early, and they're getting a little carry for him. I like to see him out there getting some looks and getting his chance out here.
That is his second run of the game. Both of those runs have been for 3 yards. He's now getting subbed out by Pearson Beattie, who was the starting running back for the first three games of the season. Tigers are going to be 2nd and 8 from their own 42 early here in the second half. And on that, it's going to be a procedure penalty against the Tigers, I believe. Looks like it's going to be a false start. And they are backing it up. So for the Tigers, a team that typically does not make infractions of that manner, here's one to start the second half.
Tigers football is brought to you by Weybridge for by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk and for all their farm from their farm to your local store.
Monument Farms, absolutely. All right, and so it's going to be 2nd and 12 from the 37 of the Tigers. Gleason has four wide receivers right now, one running back. And Gleason takes it, and he looks out towards Trey Kaufman over on that far sideline. He gets up past the original line of scrimmage and keeps hammering. He's brought out down at about the 44. That was a gain of 7 yards for Trey Kaufman from Andrew Gleason.
We know what Trey Kaufman's intensity is going to be coming out. He lowered his head right there and absolutely crushed the defense coming down.
That was the first completion of the game for Andrew Gleason. Seven yards.
Nothing fancy there, too. Just a little toss to the outside. Get him going. Get him comfortable.
Why not? Two wide receivers, three running backs for Gleason. He's got motion. He's going to keep it himself. Rolling out to the right. He's got a man wide open down there all by himself at the 30. Slows down. Pulls it in. Up to the 20. Totally broken play by the defense. Big game gain for Carl Kaufman. They went from the 44 to the 20.
Well, I guess we see what they're trying to do here. Back-to-back throwing plays. Gleason given the chance to bomb it, really leveled it up. And there was that rolling out to the wrong side that we always talk about. It kind of had the defense fooled, thinking he was going to tuck it. You know, not a lot of quarterbacks should be throwing off their wrong side, so a lot of teams don't expect you to do it.
Certainly worked out well there, and he actually had to slow up. He could have been even running a little further ahead. Gleason under center. They're at their own. The other team's 20, and it's a handoff to Carpenter as he plows through up at the middle. He's going to gain about 4 on that first down run.
Tigers football is brought to you by McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years.
So for the Tigers, talk about flipping the field here in that one really long play. Great job by Carl Kaufman coming open. Had his hand up, said, I can't believe I'm this open. Second and six here for the Tigers. 10 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Tied, but they are in the red zone of the Lakers. Three wide receivers here for Gleason. Two running backs. And he's got it. He's going to hand it off to Carpenter, plowing up the middle, trying to get some. He's going to gain a couple on that run. It's going to be third down and about three.
Carpenter, the ball carrier. Selain on the stop. Ball on the 12. Well, it's going to be third and three.
Tackle was made by defensive end Mike Spillane there for the Colchester Lakers. And here comes Gleason. Tigers down a more traditional set with two tight ends in next to the tackles and their three running backs. They've got Kaufman moving from left to right. Gleason handing it off to Carpenter, finding a nice hole, plowing, keeping his hands up, getting well past the first down. In fact, picking up a total of about 8 yards. He's going to be at the 5-yard line.
Well, I was going to be angry if they didn't give it to anyone other than Kaufman on that. You know, that just seems like his scenario. 3-yard pickup, that guy's going to get you that all day.
And so they are going to be at the 5. First and 5 for the Tigers on the 5. 9 minutes left to go in this third quarter, and they're all in tight. They've got Kaufman moving from left to right. Carpenter behind Gleason. This time it's going to Kaufman, testing that right side, and people come up and hit him. He's going to gain about 2 on that. It's going to be 2nd and 3.
Tigers football is brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol, and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store.
And here they set up, 2nd and goal from the 3 or 4, and they're all in tight. Gleason under center, his three running backs in the double wing. He's got motion on his right side. He's keeping himself. He's going to try to look upfield. He's trying to for it. Does not make it. He stopped as he tried to turn upfield. Looks like he could have tossed it outside there to Davio. Chose not to. No gain on the carry for Andrew Gleason.
His eyes got wide on that one. He had the space up in front of him, but they got him by the legs and pulled him back. I thought he was going to the end zone.
And so far, it's now going to be 3rd and goal for the Tigers here. Now, the Tigers have been in this situation before. If they don't pick it up, remember, in St. Albans, they chose not to go for a very short field goal, and it could have cost them at a certain point. You'd have to assume they pick it up here, but if they don't, what's the decision? 3rd and 3. They've got really a wishbone behind Gleason this time, and I think it's going to be a timeout called by Middlebury. That's an early timeout to take.
Yeah, you don't like guys taking timeouts in this kind of situation, but this is an important play right here. You know, if you don't pick this up, you're left in a tricky fourth down scenario where you don't know if you're going to punt it or not.
Absolutely.
Or
so they
kick
are
the field goal.
Kick
excuse
a field
me,
goal. Absolutely.
Me.
You can really punt it far. You can get right out the back of the end zone.
Oh, yeah, of course. No one's catching that one.
But you're absolutely right. It is an important, very important play in a lot of ways. And partially because of the uncertainty of what you do on fourth down, you'd rather really not even have to face that. And with 3rd and 3, you know, it was 1st and 5, 1st and goal from the 5. Two plays picked up 2 yards. Tough thing when you get down near the end zone, you really lose a lot of space in which to run plays. Mm-hmm. Receivers have less room to move, everything else. So when you get that close, your playbook gets restricted. And so for the Tigers, I think they wanted to make sure they had the right thing. They had a wishbone set up before with three running backs. What are they going to go into this time? Looks like they're going to go back into the double wing set.
3rd and goal from the 3.
Which they are. Two tight ends in close. It's Nemo and DiLorenzo at tight end. It's the three running backs in the double wing. Gleason under center. He's got Kaufman moving from left to right. It's going to be a handoff to Carpenter. He's pushing. He got it. Touchdown. Spencer Carpenter took him a minute to get it. 3-yard run for Spencer Carpenter.
I think you could feel everyone holding their breath on that one, too. He was getting in the end zone. It looked like he was going to get stopped, but again, he fell in and got the pickup.
Yeah, it was not immediately apparent for sure what was going to happen there. The officials, I thought it would have been pretty obvious to see. They took a long time to signal it. Hard, rugged run there by Spencer. 7:41 left to go here in this quarter. Middlebury gets on the board again. Big score there in such a low-scoring game. And this time it is DiLorenzo in for the extra point. The snap is up. It's low. It's bouncing. Oh, that's good. Kaufmanville rolling out. See what he gets. Kaufman has it. Heading towards the end zone. He's not going to get it. Failed two-point conversion. 13-7. Tigers lead the Colchester Lakers here at 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, it's Tom Deniker from Deniker Chevrolet. We're coming down the home stretch. Our new building is nearing completion and the excitement is tremendous. We need to bring the old building down with a bang. Our goal is to sell 110 vehicles in September. Our new inventory is now over 200 vehicles. Plus, we have over 125 pre-owned vehicles, including the largest GM certified inventory in the North Country. We have the deals. 16 Cruze for just $169. 17 Equinox, $199. Chevy Malibu, $199. Impala, $259. And a 2017 Traverse for only $289 per month. Simply said, there's nothing we will not do to sell 110 vehicles before we demolish the building. Be part of history and get a Deniker demolition deal. Stay tuned for grand opening details.
Deniker Chevrolet.
Bye.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
55 yards of the touchdown so far for Spencer Carpenter tonight. He was able to get across to the end zone, and the score right now, Middlebury Tigers 13, Colchester Lakers 7, as the Lakers are taking the kickoff and seeing what they can do with it. They're at the 25, working their way up to the 30. Tigers coming up and punishing the return man, Kevin Otto. A gang of Tigers come up off of him, including Paul Deering and Austin Friend and Lane Sheldrick. Lane's had a good game tonight, certainly. A nice interception there when the Colchester Lakers were threatening there at the end of the first half. Lakers right now trailing by 6. It was a low snap on the extra point try. It bounced off the ground. Cody Pominville tried to throw it to Trey Kaufman to make something happen. They were unable to. And right now, it is the Lakers trailing by 6. First and 10 from their own 27. It's O'Connell in the shotgun. 4 wide receivers. He hands it off. Come across. Nice little room to run, but ends up getting wrapped up. Nothing to get. Simon Fisher coming up and tackling Keegan Landry. No, it was. Where's my number here?
Loss of 1 on the play. Second 11.
Confusing myself here. Matt Hesford, how'd that happen? I know that name. And all right, here we go again. As a cornerback keeper, he's running up himself as O'Connell trying to get some yards back after the 2-yard loss by Hesford before. O'Connell tries to pick it up, maybe gains about 3.
Seems to be a sense of collective strength on the Tigers side right now. You know, in that offensive possession they just had, everyone was pushing, fighting for everything. And right now they've had 2 great defensive plays where they've held them under a yard.
Absolutely. And in that first play, you know, I'm going to call it out in this case, it was really a lateral play. It looked like Hesford was going to have a chance, but he was moving so far laterally. Defense did a great job flowing with him, really cutting off. It's 3rd and 9 from the 27 of the Lakers. Lakers trailing by 6. And it's O'Connell dropping back, looking downfield, throwing it, bouncing it off the ground, well at the feet of potential receiver Andrew Spencer. They're going to have to punt it away, or the Lakers. That can't be the way they wanted to start the second half.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, now you got this Tigers team with a chance to make some separation. They love it in the second half when they can come out and get a jump on teams and kind of rack up a few more points before they even knew what happened.
So certainly for the Tigers, you're going to go out and score, and then on the first play of the first of the second half for the Lakers to not get anything, 3 and out, they're not going to feel good about that. They're going to be punting away, and it is high, and the kick is punt is going down. It's going to be picked up at about the 40 and draw down. Andrew Gleason driven down at the 42. That's where the Tigers are going to start their second drive of the second half.
First and 10.
Tigers football is brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at nbmbt.com.
And for the Tigers, they're coming out. Now they have 4 wide receivers, getting exotic. 4 wide receivers, Gleason under center. Carpenter, the only man in the backfield, although Kaufman is now moving over to be a running back. And it is Carpenter working his way, getting nothing, absolutely stuffed at the line of scrimmage. It is going to be second and about 10, maybe a gain and 1, maybe about no gain for Carpenter. It's going to be second and 10, basically, for the Tigers. So far, not a ton of yards on any of these runs by the Tigers. Carpenter so far has had a total on four carries in this half. He has had 10 yards, but it was a three-yarder that count and put the Tigers ahead. Gleason under center. He turns. He gives it to Kaufman working to the right side. Finds a nice hole in the offensive line. That right side does a really nice job. Maverick Payne and Nate Warren making a nice hole, and Kaufman just kind of lowered his head, burrowed up for a gain of about six there.
Tigers football is brought to you by Lamberg Insurance for all lines of insurance, Washington Street in Middlebury.
And it is one wide receiver out here to the left, one off to the right, and three running backs for the Tigers. It is Gleason holding on to himself, trying to pass the left tackle. He finds some space, able to run up for a gain. Nice gain of about five. Gets tackled down across the midfield line. He's going to be at the 46 of the Colchester Lakers.
Gleason having a lot of success rolling to the outside tonight. A big throw coming out there, a few runs. He's having a lot of success out in the open field where he kind of has room to move around and make up his mind on his own.
Absolutely, and the line's doing a great job giving him space when he does that. I mean, he gets out there, and the linebackers, to be fair, are doing a good job of coming up. It looks like it's going to be a lot more at first, and then they do close in. But still, you gain five at a time. You got to like it. They're all in close, and Gleason under center. He comes back. He swings it out to Kaufman. It's going to be a halfback option, throwing down to Dougley DiLorenzo. He catches it. He's got a man on his back, but a nice pickup there from the 46 to about the 13. What a nice pickup there of about 33 yards.
Well, you talked about this coaching staff, and what a play to draw up there. You know, no one's expecting that at this level of football, that you're going to throw it off to one of your biggest guys, and he's going to make a great throw down the field.
Absolutely, and that was the first halfback option. That's something that we've seen from other running backs over time. First time we've seen Kaufman throw that this year for sure. Actually, they made it to the 15. I thought they made it 10. They made it to the 15. It's going to be first and 10 from the 10 of the Lakers. I have to adjust my stats. Here comes Kaufman now trying from the right to the left. A loss of about two. I take that back. That was Daniel Davio. Adjust my stats. Subtract five from there. That was 28 yards on that pass, the previous pass from Kaufman to DiLorenzo. Either way, you got to like it. It certainly worked well. And here comes Gleason. It's going to be second and 12, the ball of the 17 of the Lakers. Tigers leading 13-7. Andrews back. He hands it to Davio, who tries the middle. It's going to be a gain of maybe two. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It is going to end up being third and 10 here. Tigers, although they're moving the ball well, will be facing a third and 10 with 3:28 left to go in the third quarter, up by a score of 13-7.
So what's the difference here for Middlebury? They've come out and look like a totally different team, throwing it around a ton. What's changed in their mindset right now?
Hey, maybe it's some of the plays they're calling. I mean, they've done a couple things that the other team, as you said, maybe just weren't expecting at all. And here's Gleason. He's rolling back. He's dropping back. He's looking downfield. It's low. Was it brought in? We'll see what they call. It looks like it was DiLorenzo. Let's see who they give it to. I think it was DiLorenzo. Yes, it was. Gleason to DiLorenzo. 15-yard pass play. And the Tigers are stretching this thing out.
Boy, nothing will make Gleason forget about the game he had last night, like all these good throws he's been making so far, specifically in the second half. He looks like a totally different guy out there, to be honest.
He really does, and some nice things working, and great job. You know, we talked about how is he going to handle the two times the ball went on the turf there in the first half, and it looks like he's handled it quite well. The snap is high. DiLorenzo approaches the ball. It looks like it was good. DiLorenzo good. Middlebury Tigers are ahead by a score of 20-7 over the Colchester Lakers on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark. Hey, Kathleen, it's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom.
You should turn on a light.
Yes, dear. Oh, gosh. Martin, I just fell in the toilet. You left the seat up again. Ugh.
Well, I did tell you to turn a light on.
That's not the point. You left the seat up.
Are you stuck? Need me to throw you a rope?
Ugh. Martin, no, I'm not stuck.
Well, I don't see what the fuss is all about then.
Oh, really?
But hey, we have this great new item at the store. I'll bring it home for you. It's a motion-activated toilet nightlight, so you'll have plenty of light to see to put the seat down.
Great. Just great. For just what you need for all your home projects and gardening needs, or to light up your toilet, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Behind every project is a True Value.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
So what was once a tight game now no longer is. Tigers on two consecutive drives go in, score touchdowns. The last one was Andrew Gleason throwing to Doug DiLorenzo. Set up, to be fair, by a really wonderful halfback option play from Trey Coffin to Doug DiLorenzo. So Doug has to be feeling good about that whole drive. And right now the Tigers leading by a score of 20-7, just kicked off to the Lakers. It rolled out of bounds on that kickoff, which is why I didn't do the play-by-play. It wasn't anything too thrilling, as seemed more important to catch you up. And right now the Lakers are going to come out with a 1st and 10 on their own 28-yard line. Just update everything here.
Now, do you see Colchester going more to the air here a little bit now that maybe there's more of a need for it? They certainly had success with it in the first half.
Gosh, I have to think you do. You had success. You're down by two scores. You're going to have to make something happen here. O'Connell is under center with three wide receivers. One of them comes in as a running back. And O'Connell is hands it off to a man running across. You move him laterally, and what's he do? He loses several yards. That was just running to his left. Hesford gaining absolutely nothing. Tiger stiffening. I don't see much from this lateral game here getting any work for the Lakers.
Nah, they got to change something up. Just the same way we saw the Tigers did. You know, I said the Tigers were going to come out and do basically the same. They've done everything but that. It's time to see that from this team over here.
So far in this third quarter, they've only run three times, to be fair, but they have lost 1 yard so far in this third quarter. Total yardage. There's only 2 minutes left to go. Tigers ate up tons of clock. And it's O'Connell. He's drawing back. No, he's handing it out to a fullback up the middle. It's a gain maybe of about three. He's getting up just past the line of scrimmage. Good job there by a gang of Tigers, including Tyler Hutt, coming up out of the bottom. Also in on the tackle was Marty Nemo.
Messenger and company on the
side. And that was
ball just shy of the 35.
Otto on the ball carrier, I think, for a gain of three.
Tigers football is brought to you by Brown's Welding. 42 years of residential and commercial. They do steel fabrication plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. 802-363-5619 in Bristol.
O'Connell turns and he hands it off to his running back Hesford, who plows forward for a few. On third down, though, that's not going to be enough. It's going to end up being, it's going to be 4th and about 5 here once they measure this off. And it looks like we have an injured Colchester Laker on the field. We'll be back right after this for more second half action. You're listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has four cranes, 14 to 70 ton capacity with OSHA certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80 foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts 6 to 10,000 pound capacity with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift Rental and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And the Lakers are going to set up here for a punt. They were going to set it up, and then they took a timeout. We'll keep it right here, but they have decided to punt it away, probably because they're in their own 37. Certainly, if they gave it over to the Tigers right now, they would be putting themselves in a real, real, real hole. Right now, they're announcing some of the games that are going to go on tomorrow. There's going to be a home game for the Tiger Girl field hockey team. And then that's in the morning. And then also in the morning, there's going to be a home game. The Tiger varsity girls are going to be playing a soccer game. So you can go on MUHS.org and just look MUHS school and you can find it. Just look for it. And you can go in, check the athletic schedules, go see, support the girls, the field hockey and soccer teams are playing tomorrow at home. Boys played at home today. The soccer team did, and track was away at Randolph today. All right, it is going to be a punt. It's not going to be a long one, although it's going to be a high one. It's going to bounce at about the 43, keep bouncing towards the sideline. Looks like it went out at about the 38, 37 or so.
For the Tigers, will have it first and
10. So the Tigers, first and 10, 42 seconds left to go in the third quarter, leading by a score of 20-7. You have to say right now, they are in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, and it's important to keep the pedal to the metal right now. You don't want to let up right now. Say you have a three and out, and this team gets a chance to get a score back, and what? We're at a one-score game right there with a chance to take the lead on their next one. So there's a lot of work to be done here so far.
Absolutely. However, the Tigers have to like that the Colchester Lakers have already burned a timeout. All right, it's Gleason under center. He turns. He's handing it off to the halfback, trying to come through the line. Driven backward right at the line. That's going to be a loss of one or two there for Davio. Not a lot of room for him so far tonight. I'm going to say he lost about one or so. And the Tigers are waiting, looking over towards the sideline. As time runs down, I'm going to have to think that they're going to let this go into the fourth quarter here.
Yeah, about time that you would think they'd be starting to eat clock, and they're doing that right here.
Absolutely. We're going to be back here in the fourth quarter. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football, 92.1 WVTK. Tigers leading by a score of 20-7 over the Colchester Lakers. It's high school football on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's the start of the fourth quarter. The Tigers are off and running here, plowing forward on the first and 10. Sorry, on the second and 12. And it is Carpenter, the ball carrier, gains about seven on the second down run.
Tigers football is brought to you by Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridport, bigcountryhardware.com.
Spencer now 62 yards and a touchdown on the night. Gleason under center. He's got Kaufman moving from left to right. He's rolling back. He's looking downfield. He's going to uncork one towards DiLorenzo, but it's going to go wide and out of bounds. Safe play there, but it is going to be third and five for the Tigers from their own. It's fourth and five for the Tigers on their own 42. You'd have to think they're going to punt, and they are. DiLorenzo's going back into the punting position. Lakers are going to be waiting. That was a quick drive for the Tigers. Certainly what the Lakers wanted to see here to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I didn't really like the call going to the air either. You know, you could at least be wasting clock waiting for this kick right now. But instead, you threw it and the clock stopped, 11 minutes to go, and there's time left here.
And so DiLorenzo waiting for it. It is the Tigers leading by a score of 20-7 over the Lakers, but the Lakers are going to have a chance to put some on the board. This snap is low and it bounces. Doug does not put his knee down wisely and actually ends up uncorking a pretty good punt as it bounces down to the 25, being returned. Man gets to about the 29 where he stops, and that is where the Lakers are going to take over, trying to make this a one-score game.
Tigers football is brought to you by Autumn's Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street Middlebury and AutumnGoldJewelry.com.
And here come the Lakers. if they could go down and score on this drive, what looked like a game that was starting to really kind of get out of hand for them, really could be very manageable, but they need to make something happen here. They have O'Connell in the shotgun. Three wide receivers. He's dropping back. He's looking downfield. He's got a man open. He is unable to get it to him. He was trying to get it to Charlie Powell, and the defender ran right underneath him at just the right time. Looked like that was Gleason kind of disrupting that, and nothing happened there on that play.
Yeah, risky throw, but, you know, it's getting to the time where you got to take risks. You got to start making these stabs down the field, and they've had their best success through the air in this game.
Fair point. I think at this point, chuck it around a little bit. Make it happen.
Why not, right?
Why not? Let's do it. 11:02 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers leading 20-7. Colchester Lakers looking at a 2nd and 10 from their own 29-yard line. O'Connell is back in the shotgun. He has two receivers to his left, one to his right, two running backs. O'Connell Gonzalez, he's dropping back. He's looking, fires it over to the near sideline. To the running back, coming up between the tackle and the guard, powering forward. He's going to get up to about the 35. That was a gain of about 7. Looked like more than that, I think, because so much of it was way behind the line of scrimmage.
Pass is complete to Hesford.
That was Hesford with the 7-yard gain.
Moves the ball up to the 35. Where it's going to be
Hesford's 34. Been one of the bright spots for this team so far, though. We've been saying his name a lot tonight. A couple big plays, a couple little ones. He's been doing all right. They've been going to him a lot.
Yeah, he absolutely has. And, you know, certainly some decent runs, including one 27-yard run, but he hasn't had a chance to punch in the end zone. And O'Connell's got three receivers. He's in the shotgun. He's dropped back, looking downfield again over on the far side. Oh, totally intercepted. Looked like his receiver gave up on the play. Cody Pominville with the interception at the 47-yard line. Tigers are going to take over the Colchester side of the field.
Boy, with such little time left in the game, those can be killers. I'm looking at the Tigers right now to kind of have a drive that like Brattleboro had towards the tail end of that game when it was a pretty similar score difference where they kind of just grinded the ball out and this clock slowly disappeared.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be huge. I mean, you could look at the Tigers taking, if they're able to pick up even one first down, they could take a couple minutes off this clock. And Gleason has his two tight ends and his three running backs, like you expect. And here he goes. He's going to hand it off to Carpenter. Carpenter gets absolutely stuck, though, at the line of scrimmage. Gets plowed backward quite a ways there. Maybe even lost one on that first down run. But time ticks away for the Lakers.
Tigers football is brought to you by J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363.
And don't forget to stay tuned. When the game is over, we will bring up an interview that J.P. Carrera, player of the game, for certainly as long as I've been doing this, and even before, J.P. Carrera has consistently sponsored the player of the game. And it is Andrew Gleason under center. Two tight ends standing, three running backs. Gleason drops back. He tosses it out to Kaufman, working on the right side, trying to gain something. Doesn't look like he's going to gain anything, though. No gain. It's going to be 3rd and 11. 3rd and 10, maybe, for the Tigers. Gain of maybe one. We'll give him one.
Well, this Lakers defense doesn't seem to be quitting anytime soon.
No, and if they can, you know, get it back. The only issue is they're not going to have any field position, even if they get it back. Certainly, Doug can put it between the 20 and the 10. And so no field position gain. If they can stop, you know, the damage that was caused by the interception, that's one thing. But they're not going to be in any advantageous position. Gleason under center. Three running backs, two tight ends. Kaufman in motion from the left to the right. Gleason looking downfield. He's going to hold it and keep it himself. He's going to throw it in there. It is caught by big Marty Nemo. Nice gain by Marty. He got to the 32. That was about a 13-yard gain from Gleason to Nemo.
And the chains are moving over there.
They sure are. Big one. We talked about how they'd be able to kill some clock if they were able to make those chains move. Big play to make that happen from Andrew to Marty. Right now, the Tigers have had three different receivers tonight. So they've had four receivers. I missed who the first one was, two. That's my mistake. All right, and it's going to be run up the middle for an attempt on that 1st and 10 by Davio. As we've seen tonight, though, no real room there for the young man to run. No gain.
Ball on the 30, where it's going to be 2nd and 9.
Maybe give him one. Second and nine here for the Tigers. Still time, just a ticket away. 7:58 left to go in this fourth quarter. Middlebury Tigers are leading by a score of 20-7, which, although it doesn't sound like a huge gap, is massive, canyon-like at this point in the game with the way the scoring has gone. Gleason taking time away under center. He's got Davio moving from right to the left. They're going to give it back to Davio. This time a little more room to run up the middle. That's a pretty nice gain of about five. Nice shot by the interior lineman.
Tigers football is brought to you by 4th and Goal. Everything for the rink, court, field, and diamond. Main Street in Middlebury.
Third and six here for the Middlebury Tigers. Time ticking away. 7 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. There's going to be even less, but they snap it. Gleason under center is three running backs. There's two tight ends in close to the tackles. Kaufman comes from left to right. Gleason is going to hang on to it, going to the right side, trying to turn the corner, getting wrapped up by a whole gang of Colchester Lakers, including number 55. Want to get the name, Steve Cadieu. He's had a pretty good game out there. And a gain of two there for Gleason. They're looking at a fourth and three. And at this stage, with them on the 25 of the Lakers, they are going to try to go for it. Might as well kill more clock.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, why not? It would be a pretty long kick for Doug. Once you get the snap and everything else, you'd be way back. Tigers are actually going to take a timeout and talk about it, though. We'll keep it right here. It won't be a long timeout, I don't think. The coaches have walked out on the field to have that conversation. So right now for the Tigers, looking at a 4th and 3 on the 25, leading by 13 points. Right now, just kind of think you go for it here.
Oh, yeah, you go for it, you know. Even if you turn it over right in this situation, you still got them inside their 30 with not too much time left to go. So, yeah, I say you go for it, you take a shot. It's been working for you so far.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the only, and this is going to be, you know, kind of obtuse thinking that I'm sure the coaches would just say, okay, that doesn't actually make sense. I'm just going to put it out there.
Let's hear it.
Pretty low stress time to test your kicker in a game. I mean, you know, he does do it in practice, so maybe it's not that different. Maybe you don't gain that much from it. But nice to know what your range is. Nice to know that you've done it in a game when you need it. This would be a very long kick. I don't want to deny that it wouldn't be. But even if you missed it, the team would take it over at the 25, down by 13, 6 minutes left to go. I don't know. I mean, 13 is a manageable amount. The Tigers go to snap it. Middlebury takes another timeout. So luckily, the logic would be that they wouldn't need them. But if the game jumps a different way, timeouts could be important. So they just burned two on one play. What could be about this play that's so...
I mean, if they get it, you can almost kiss their chances but goodbye. They pick it up. They're going to be inside. Then they're pretty much within DeLorenzo's range. But... yeah, it's a big play for them, and seeing what they're coming out with in their formation right now is also important, making them possibly exhaust defensive plays that they'd like to run here.
Sure, that's a great point.
Fourth and four.
So it is going to be, after all this talk and a lot of time, it's going to be the fourth and three from the 25 that we've been waiting for here. Tigers have two wide receivers, Gleason under center, three running backs. This time it's Pearson Beatty in the backfield with Trey Kaufman and Spencer Carpenter. Gleason under center, Trey moving from left to right. Gleason's going to keep it himself, and he's going to work over that right side. It's going to be awful close. I think he's going to have the first down.
Oh, boy. See, I feel the opposite way. I feel like he didn't get it.
Yeah, look on that far sideline. I don't know. We'll see here.
See if they bring the chain gang over.
Looks to me like that.
Yep.
If you look,
they're calling him in.
I think they got. If you're able to look from here, it looks like the pylon for the first down is before the 20-yard line.
I have to agree.
The ball's before the 20. I think they're going to have it. But, boy, it's close.
Yeah, if I was a betting man, I'd have to agree with you.
He's too young to bet. You're too young. Save your pennies, young man.
I need them.
And here they are, although this one would be a good way to earn some money, I think. Let's see, especially where they're lining it up.
Looks
here on this
like
near
it.
Side. I don't even think it's going to touch the ball. Let's see. No, easy, easy first down. Sure enough, and as you say, huge play there for the Tigers. They've just been eating clock. 6:10 left to go in this fourth quarter. 20-7 right now. They could eat quite a bit more. Lakers right now have two timeouts, but they're going to need to save them. I mean, they're just going to be the tough spot either way.
Not too positive a reaction from anyone on that Colchester sideline over there. They seem a little heartbroken over that one.
Yeah.
And they should be. You know, they need the ball back. If they're going to make anything happen, it starts with getting the ball.
Absolutely. And one has to think of this team right now getting, we saw it was pretty hard for the Tigers to work against that Brattleboro squad. Next week, these guys are going to have to face the Brattleboro Colonels and Czech Chiquite, the whole gang. That's going to be another world as well. All right, we've got a run up the middle, this time by Lade Sheldrick in there. Sheldrick got a huge play from the defensive back position at the beginning of the first half, end of the first half. Comes in and on that first down run. Gain of about five there for the young man. Nice little run. And it is going to be second and five from the 15. Tigers down in the Colchester area. It is 5:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers leading by 13 points. And Scalise under center with one running back. Puts on the ground but picks it up himself. Working towards the outside. He's gotten behind around the defenders. Working towards the left side. Take it out of bounds. At about the four, I'm going to say. Gain of about 11 there for Andrew Gleason.
Yeah, one of Gleason's best aspects about his game is his ability to roll out and take off when the opportunity is there. This guy can get going in a second. We've seen it a few times on his touchdown score. Pretty similar play to that one we saw there.
Absolutely, great point. He outran the defenders to the corner and then was able to get some nice yardage. So big play there on what could have been a little tough with the ball hitting the turf. He was driven out of bounds. The clock did stop. 5:07, first and four from the four. Gleason under center. And puts it on the ground again and has to cover it up. So a little trouble on the exchange there, but Andrew was able to not lose it. So the ball did not change hands. And for the Tigers, it's going to be second and goal from the four. With 4:49 left on the clock, Tigers leading by a score of 20-7 over the Colchester Lakers. And they're looking over here on the near sideline, looking to see what the call's going to be. Number 41 sitting behind Andrew saying, "Why don't you hand it to me, Spencer Carpenter, right here, please?" Andrew's going to toss over to Trey Kaufman, covering from the left to the right, trying out there, and gets spun down. Did he lose the ball? Looks like he was probably down before it popped out. We're going to see what they say here.
I would have to agree with you there. It did look like it. No indication from anyone on any of the referees so far.
Yeah, it looked like it came off well after. And, nobody getting all excited over there, certainly, so. Oh, the ball boy's down. Fumbled by the ball boy. All right. Good little job there getting it back.
I think he's our MVP for the
That's
minute.
Right. We're giving it to him.
Up here to talk.
All right. That'd be great. Andrews now is two tight ends, two running backs, the most classic Middlebury set in the world. And this time it's going to go to Sheldrick running up the middle. It's a 4-yard touchdown for Lade Sheldrick on his second carry of the game.
Well, Sheldrick had that one before he even had the ball. There was so much space in front of him, he just had to walk right in. No one even touched him.
There you go. He has to feel good about that when he goes home tonight. Interception at the end of the first half, touchdown near the end of the second. And it's going to be Doug DiLorenzo in to try for his third extra point of the night. And here comes the snap. It is up. It's down. It is good. He's been reliable on those this year. Tigers put another one on the board. 27-7, Middlebury over Colchester, a 92-1 WVTK.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury stretched this one out with 3:31 left to go. It's 27-7 Tigers over the Colchester Lakers. Tigers looking to go 3-1 after this victory, and the Lakers will fall to 1-3, barring some amazing thing happening in the next 3.5 minutes. And it's Bonkerman kicking off down to the 15. His man looking to work up the middle. Looking about the 30 before Otto is taken down by the Tigers. And here come the Colchester Lakers with 3 minutes and 23 seconds left to go in the game, trailing by 20 points. They're going to have to make a lot of magic happen. One would have to think they're going to have to try to make that magic by going through the air.
Yeah, and right away, too. No time to waste. They're probably going to be throwing it early and often throughout this drive.
And for the Tigers, we'll see whether they bring in some other players here with this at this juncture of the game. Austin Friend's out here at defensive back. Jake Bunkerman is playing defensive back. And they are going to keep it on the ground. They're going to try to go up the middle, maybe gaining two in between the left side and guard and the tackle. And popping up off the ground is number 18. That was Jarrett Schnabel on the carry. That's only his third of the rush of the game. He right now has a total of 6 yards on those three rushes. Second and 8 for the Lakers. 2:56 left to go in the game from their own 33. They've got O'Connell in the shotgun. He's got 3 wide receivers. He's got it. They're going to hand it off up the middle again. Man trying to make something work. He's not really gaining much as he spins. That was a run by Kevin Otto that really only netted them about 3 yards.
Tigers football is brought to you by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union. One Credit Union, Green Street in Vergennes.
Cooper Bullock on the tackle, in with some other Tigers there. So nice to see him in there getting work. We've got Carter Leggett in the game on the defensive line. Robbie Papaga in the game for the Tigers. Paul Deering. Get some more names in there. And it's dropping back is O'Connell. He's going to look long. Man's got to step on the defensive back. He never even saw the ball. He was going down. That was number 7, Bailey Olson. He had a chance in some regards, but he didn't even see like he was looking the right direction. He was looking kind of up the sideline. The ball was coming in his overhead from the middle of the field, as it would be from the quarterback. It just looked like he never looked up enough.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Good throw there. He had him wide open. He ran a great route to get away from his man, get a step on him. He just didn't look back to find the ball over his shoulder.
Yeah. Tough spot there to be, but it's put so much into getting going forward. And it's O'Connell looking. It's 4th and 5. They got to do something here if they're going to have any chance. He's going back. He's going to put it in the air. He's going to have the first down over on that far sideline, driven out of bounds at the 48. That was Bailey Olson on the catch. And that was a gain of about 7 or so
for the Lakers.
First and 10 for the Lakers on their own 48. It's O'Connell dropping back, looking towards that same sideline again, getting a man going out of bounds.
O'Connell's pass is complete.
Pickup of about 6 or so to the man of the night, really, in many ways, offensively, Matt Hesford.
Middlebury 46, where it's going to be 2nd and 4.
That was a 6-yard gain from O'Connell to Hesford. And now, 2nd and 3 here for the Lakers on the Tigers, 45. Not much time, though. 1:41 left to go. O'Connell calls for it. It's up into his hands. He drops back, looking way downfield. He's got it. Coming over, almost intercepted, though. It looked like Carl Coffin was coming up and put some pressure on that. It's going to be third down here for the Lakers.
Coffin on the coverage for Middlebury.
And it's coming across the middle. That was Olsen, who's got going a little bit here as they've been throwing it around a little bit, but really not much of a chance there, especially with the way Kaufman came into the picture. And for the Lakers, third and three from the 45. Minute 36 left to go. Tigers leading 27-7. Lakers needing to do something to even have any sort of idea, then get a onside kick. There'd be a lot of weird things would happen.
A lot of magic needs to happen.
The band needs to come out of the field, all sorts of things.
All sorts of tricks.
Yeah, I mean, really, you have to wonder with time. I mean, you have to think, you know, you really are three touchdowns
essentially
away,
essentially.
But you work on something, you try to make something happen, you try to end on a good note, whatever it is. This is just going to be such a tough spot for Colchester going forward. 1-3, you look at that schedule, they are going to face Essex. They are going to face CVU. It looks like next week they have Brattleboro, for goodness sakes. Maybe they don't face Essex. I take that back. They already have. But they are going to face Brattleboro next week, and then CVU. That's a murderer's row. This team up against BFA St. Albans at the end of the year. They're going to match up kind of well with BFA, but still, it's nothing. It might get a little long for the Lakers.
Jeez, really loaded schedule for them this season.
You're absolutely right.
Essex, Hartford, schedule. Middlebury, Brattleboro, Champlain Valley, Union.
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Very loaded.
Really, the only thing they're avoiding there in terms of the big guns of this year is St. Johnsbury. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
For the most part.
It's going to be first and 10 for the Lakers. They did pick up the first down, but it's not going to get them very much here. Minute 30 left to go. Seems like it was minute 30 a second ago. It's like no time came off the clock. First and 10 from the Tiger 38. Still trailing, though, by that 20 points. All right, it is O'Connell in the shotgun. He's going to have one wide receiver over to the left, one over to the right. He's got people moving around. Tight ends just switch spots. The tackles switch spots. And O'Connell gets it. He drops back. He's looking downfield, pursued. He gets it out to Hesper on this near side. He's got a nice hole at the 30, at the 25, at the 20, at the 15, at the 10. Finally gets driven out by Wyatt Gallupo at the 10-yard line. However, that was a gain of 28 yards. However, there was a flag down on the field.
We got to love the fact that they're not giving up here, and they're still running plays, playing hard, right up until the end, too. It's good to see that, especially out of young guys like this. It's important to not get demoralized when you're down 20 points.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, you have to say, you know, for young guys like this, you do feel for them, but there was a penalty on that play against the Colchester Lakers, so all of those good things came to naught.
Heartbreaker.
Block in the back by the offense. So we walk it right back. 1:19 left to go. Instead of being first and 10 at the 10-yard line, it's going to be first and, oh boy, 23 from the 50.
Call we don't see a lot of blocking calls. It's pretty rare for us to see something. Usually it's someone jumping the snap or a holding in the backfield. It's rare to get a block downfield called.
Surprised they didn't just let that go. All right, here he comes. O'Connell dropping back. He's got five people in roots. They're all running down. It's going to be a high throw. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be knocked out of the way. The receiver was waiting for it. Carl Kaufman getting over, though, putting his hands on the ball, knocking it down. Wasn't anything there that Bailey Olson could do. And now you're looking at a second and 23 from the 50. 1 minute left to go. Tigers leading 27-7. Colchester looking for a little glimmer anywhere here with a minute to go. Here they are coming up to the line, though. As you say, play it right till the end, and that's what they're doing. They've got a couple running backs. They've got a few wide receivers out there. Really about four people in a position where they look like they could run routes. And they're off, and they are looking downfield, and it's dropped. It was Hesford, who's had a good night here, you know, in a lot of ways for the Lakers. Probably pretty tired. He's certainly pretty dirty and beat looking. He just dropped that off his hip.
Yeah, pretty indicative of how their night has gone. A lot of missed opportunities, a lot of well-thrown balls just haven't turned into what they hoped for. Tigers football is brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport hunting needs with a great selection of new and used guns. Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And here come the Lakers up to the line. They have four wide receivers. And O'Connell dropping back, looking out towards the west side. He's got Hesford, catches it. He's looking to try to make some space up here. He's going to get driven out at about the 48. That was a 43. That was a gain of 7 yards there on the pass from O'Connell to Hesford.
And we're finally starting to see these stands empty out a little bit as people are starting to go home. Happy with the result, I think.
Absolutely. And for the Tigers, you know, I still think that next week part of our narrative is going to be figuring themselves out. I mean, you look at a first half where they only got 7 points. Certainly you have to like about the way they responded early in the second half, and I think some of the creativity did help. But still, I think they would feel more comfortable if they were able to, you know, get a couple scores on by halftime. O'Connell's going to do it here with 4th and 19 from the 44. Drawback, one last heave in him, and he's looking downfield. He's got people all over. We're going to see whether that was coming. Pass interference. Man, Olsen was down at about the 20, and, kind of got hit up in a variety of ways. The defensive back doesn't turn their head until the ball gets there. Often they're going to be in trouble, and that was the case there. Not that that's going to make much of a difference, but it is going to move the ball up a bit for the Lakers.
Pass interference called against Middlebury.
Now, here's the remarkable thing you're going to see. Many people at home, if they watch pro football, let's say, are used to the pass interference going to the spot of the foul. Here you do not see that. It gets marched off. So, remarkably here, it is going to be 4th down and 4, even though there was a pass interference well past the sticks. The argument can be made, I would say, that if you're going to get burned deep as a defensive back, and you know you're going to get burned deep, really deep, just wipe out the receiver.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to be a penalty as opposed to giving up some huge
like
game.
I don't like that rule at all.
It's an interesting situation because it's still 4th down, right? You would think people, I think, probably understand some of them. They're like, that should be 1st down. It's not going to be. That pass is no good there from across the middle there for the quarterback. Middlebury took over on downs. And it's just going to be kneeing it out here the rest of the way. 18 seconds left. Here for the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, you don't expect anything more than a victory formation right here in a hard-fought game. You know, we learned a lot about this team. Still don't feel we know their identity, though. You know, we saw two different teams in these halves. We saw a run-heavy team, and then we saw them going to the air again. So we still got some question marks, and we're halfway through this season.
I think so, and even though you could certainly say, well, you know, they're a team that could do kind of tricky things and go to the air, we've also seen that not work. I mean, you and I have seen
that.
Seen it backfire, so we still can't say reliably that that's what they can do. But we'll talk about that after these messages here. We're going to step aside for a moment. We're going to come back with all the postgame show. The Middlebury Tigers have just defeated the Colchester Lakers 27-7 here on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Again, Tiger JV or
Monday. Hi, this is Paul at Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. We carry a full line of compound bows, recurve bows, and crossbows from Parker, Bear Archery, PSE, 10 Point, Barnett, and Excalibur. So come on into the shop and take advantage of our superior customer service to tune up your bow and get dialed in for what's shaping up to be a great deer season. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe.
Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury is celebrating with Ram Power Days. Select Ram 1500s are now 20% off MSRP. Plus, their Foster discounts make September the month to buy. Don't miss out on the Jeep celebration event at Foster Motors. Right now, select Jeep Cherokees are 20% off MSRP. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Check out Foster Motors inventory online at fostermotors.com and visit Foster Motors Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury.
Remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Fourth and Goal on Main Street in Middlebury has all your local team sportswear, whether it's high school football, college hockey, soccer, lacrosse sticks, ice skates, and more. Fourth and Goal has it for everyone whose closest contact to the field, court, diamond, track, or pool is from the sidelines. Support your teams by wearing the same colors in the stands, just like the athletes do in the fields. Make it Fourth and Goal. They have everything for your rink, court, field, pool, and diamond, and has proudly supported our local team sports for over 33 years. Fourth and Goal, Main Street in Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
If it's Tiger football, it's on WVTK, Fort Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
You're listening to WBTK. I'm your host, Alex Inescu. My co-host, Bjarke Sears, is out there right now grabbing our player of the game. In the first half, it was a pretty close game. Both teams kind of going back and forth throughout it. We had to get to the second quarter where we got our first score of the game. Short runs by Spencer Carpenter made up the drive, but Gleason was able to come through with a five-yard run to make it 7-0. On the next possession of the game, Colchester was able to get a little something going. The drive was identified by two fourth downs where they had a 27-yard run by Hesford and a 5-yard catch on fourth down as well to Tom Meadows. That would make the score 7-7. We had to fast forward to the third quarter to get a little more. At the 7:41 mark, Gleason threw to DiLorenzo, which set up a score on a 3-yard run from Spencer Carpenter. They would miss the extra point to make it 13-7. In the third quarter with 3 minutes to go, Kaufman throws a 28-yard pass to DiLorenzo on a halfback toss. That was Kaufman making the throw. Gleason to DiLorenzo on a 10-yard run would cap that one, making it 20-7, getting a little bit of separation. And we'd fast forward to the fourth quarter with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. Gleason on a fourth down, 1-yard run, picked it up to keep the drive moving. Sheldrick was able to get a touchdown run to make it 27-7, your final score. When we come back, we're going to have our player of the game. You're listening to WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Brown's Lift, Rental, and Crane Service. In business for over 40 years, Brown's has four cranes, 14 to 70-ton capacity with OSHA-certified operators and riggers. 40, 60, and 80-foot man lifts. Telehandler lifts, 6 to 10,000-pound capacity, with or without operator. Two new mini excavators, 6 and 12,000 pounds, have been added to the fleet.
Give my Papa Craigie and his breakthrough a call. Brown's Lift, Rental, and Crane Service.
453-3351. That's 453-3351.
Hi,
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. We're coming down the home stretch. Our new building is nearing completion, and the excitement is tremendous. We need to bring the old building down with a bang. Our goal is to sell 110 vehicles in September. Our new inventory is now over 200 vehicles. Plus, we have over 125 pre-owned vehicles, including the largest GM certified inventory in the North Country. We have the deals. 16 Cruze for just $169. 17 Equinox, $199. Chevy Malibu, $199. Impala, $259. And a 2017 Traverse for only $289 per month. Simply said, there's nothing we will not do to sell 110 vehicles before we demolish the building. Be part of history and get a Denneker demolition deal. Stay tuned for grand opening details.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Adam at Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport. With the biggest selection of Cub Cadet power equipment in the area, at Broughton's we carry the Cub Cadet models they won't show you at the big box store. Cub Cadet tractors, Cub Cadet zero turns, snow throwers. The Cub Cadet deals are on. Late season discounts, early bird specials, and with a parts, service, and warranty team, deal with the experts. Cub Cadet headquarters, hardware with a twist. Broughton's Big Country Hardware. It's the best time to buy a Cub Cadet. It's time to cut a deal at Broughton's, Route 22A, Bridport.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with the postgame here at 92.1 WVTK. Doc Collins Field, you just listened to the Middlebury Tigers beat the Colchester Lakers by a score of 27-7. Tigers moving to 3-1, Lakers falling to 1-3. I'm joined here by our JP Carrera player of the game, Andrew Gleason. Andrew, the quarterback for the Tigers and defensive back for the Tigers. First, Andrew, congratulations on being player of the game.
Thank you.
And so, interesting situation this week. I don't think it would take it, I don't think anyone would be surprised to say you probably felt like you didn't, have the greatest game last week. Yeah. And did a lot of good things, but also some things didn't go your way. Was your preparation for this week different based on last week compared to normally is, or anything affect you about last week?
Yeah, I mean, during practices, we were going hard. We were going a lot harder than we usually do. Usually, we were going a lot more live to get us ready to hit because Brattleboro fired off the ball real hard. The backers fly. And the same thing was for Colchester. They got a good defense. They fire off the ball. And I think that our practice and preparation playing live really helped us able to beat Colchester.
You're an experienced athlete, and certainly you have coaches who are very experienced. People listening, young people, anything else, they'll have games where they have to bounce back. Or even, you have a situation where, the exchange a couple times in the first half, the ball went on the ground. We talked about a relief pitcher's goalies, they need to kind of have short memories. How do you find a way to have a short memory in those moments?
Well, football is easy. You get 30 seconds per play, and then it's on to the next one. So if you keep dwelling on what happened on the last play, then you're not going to be able to do very much. So I feel like it's pretty easy to forget what happened, and same for everybody else.
So you find it just kind of comes naturally to you probably to do that.
Yeah.
So great game defensively. Part of the reason you're up here was nice work out there as well defensively.
Thank you.
What was the key there to holding this team to only 7 points?
I think our defensive preparation as well as our D-line firing off the ball. Last week we were kind of guessing where the ball was going, and then this week we were reading our keys, we were firing to the holes where we were supposed to go, watching the ball, not the players. And Colchester's got some hard hitting backs and some hard hitting blockers, but our defense stood up to the task, and we were able to stop them from doing much.
To make that point and support what you're saying, they did have at one point 127 yard run. Other than that, in the second half, there was no run longer than 3 yards for Colchester. And in fact, the long run in the second quarter was 4 yards. So yeah, very short gains there that everybody was having. It's certainly credit to the defensive line and then the linebackers coming in and cleaning things up. Talk a little bit of that play. One of the ones that stood out there was Trey to Doug. Doug and Trey both get involved in interesting ways. What do you think as that thing was coming together?
I saw Coach call the play, and I got excited because in practice we always get all pumped up when that play's called, and I knew Trey. He played quarterback in flag football. I know that was 4 years ago, but he can throw it up and Doug can catch it. So that's it was, and they, when they bit on the toss and then Doug was wide open, all he had to do was lob it out there and Doug can run under it.
You know, and when they do bite on something, I mean, I think about the play where it was it Carl Kaufman, yep. I think, was coming down the sideline and really so much space there. Do you almost find yourself hesitating? What happens on a play like that?
Well, when I back up and I see somebody wide open like that, I just chuck it up. I try to put it in the general area and hope that he can catch it. And Carl came up big and caught that ball.
He did a nice job. One last question for you. Other places of strength you felt your team had today, and you know, some places where people stood out, you think?
I think Spencer Carpenter played well. Our whole offensive line was firing off the ball. That's what allowed us to get those long drives. Our defense firing off the ball, linebackers, that's what happened when the longest run was only 27 yards, and that was by far the longest run.
By far, right.
Defense stood up, offensive line stood up, and we were hitting the holes hard.
So really starting to get all three phases really going.
Yeah.
Last question, I know you want to get in and celebrate with the boys. It's going to feel good this week. Things moving forward here, next couple games, what are you guys going to be focusing on, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. We're just focused on South Burlington. They're up next. We're going to their place, so hope we can put together and get a win.
That's always a great place for a football game. Well, Andrew, way to bounce back. Great game. Nice work by the Tigers. Congratulations. Just so you know how it works, you can only be the player of the game once per year, so this is your time up here. So, hey, you do it when it's not too cold out.
Right.
All right, go see the guys. We will be right back here at 92.1 WVTK with all the last-minute news notes and look forward to next week on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, you know, sometimes people got to interview themselves. I think Andrew just did that right there. Nice conversation with our Week 4 JP Carrera player of the game, Andrew Gleason. And really, I hope he didn't feel bad about me saying that it was kind of a bounce-back game. But I think to be objective about it, you know, I think it was. And I think it really says some really great. I mean, he's done really good things and did it last game. But to be able to recover from having those turnovers last week, from seeing the ball go on the ground twice. I mean, I know he says it's pretty easy in football to bounce back from that. But I think we've seen examples this year of people not being able to bounce back from that.
I mean, he was so composed with it, you know. That's absolutely difficult to bounce back. A lot of times, especially as a quarterback, every time you put the ball in the air, you have that fear that in the back of your mind, it happened so many times to him the game before. But for him to come out tonight and have the game that he did and really get himself going in a number of ways, it wasn't just the throwing. He was finding other ways to be effective other than throwing the ball before he ever made those big throws in the second half. So absolutely great. He well-deserved guy for that. For that achievement.
Sure, not a, you know, tons of yardage when you look at the box score. He had 71 yards in the air, one touchdown, 44 yards on the ground, and one touchdown. But really an all-around game and able to settle everyone down. We thought that's why it made a good sense for our JP Carrera player of the game there. And for the Tigers. So the Tigers are going to go forward. As he said, it's going to be up in South Burlington against the Rebels next week. Certainly an interesting game there. South Burlington, not the toughest team on the schedule, but every game is a game. It's kind of a little bit of a rivalry game in terms of tradition and everything else, so that certainly will be fun. And then for the Colchester Lakers, you have to feel like it's a season that feels like it's slipping away.
Yeah, absolutely. With these two games coming up for them, they're in the thick of their toughest part of the schedule. So this was a game they really needed to get. Sadly, they didn't get it. There's still things for them to achieve this season. Looking forward to how their player development, you know, there's always next season as well. Not to write them dead in the water at this point.
No, but it's a tough spot.
It is a tough spot for them to be in. But, yeah, for Middlebury, you got to love it. You got South Burlington coming up. Obviously, you never overlook anyone. We were saying coming into this game, kind of overlooking Colchester a little bit and what they could do, and they were right in it for most of this game.
They
played well. This easily could have swung the other way. It could have easily been them who went off in the second half. So you got to be happy with the outcome, and you got to applaud Colchester as well.
You do. You absolutely do. And for the Tigers, allowing only 7 points has to feel good. They're going to keep working on that against South Burlington as they look forward to the tougher end of their schedule. Halfway through the season here, the Tigers stand at 3-1. Certainly not a bad record for anyone. And they'll keep figuring themselves out as we go forward. Great games from lots of people. Certainly that play there at the end of the first half by Lane Sheldrick to bring it together and kind of make sure that nothing crazy was going to happen. Certainly an important play. Lots of good play on both sides of the defense. Absolutely stellar there, especially the second half, just absolutely throttling them down. And a lot of great things for the Tigers to build on. And, you know, maybe sometimes losing makes you feel better when you win.
Yep.
And so we bet they're happy there in the locker room. So this is Bjarke Sears for Alex Nescu, for Jimmy Ty back at the station doing all his good work, for everyone involved in 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. We'll see you in South Burlington next week. Game time is at 7. We're going to go live at 6:30 with all the pregame action. Thank you for joining us here at Doc Collins Field tonight in Middlebury. You've been listening to High School Football on 92.1 WVTK, the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. Mike's Auto and Towing. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's mikesauto, M-I-D-D.com. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Mike's Fuels, for all your home, business, and agricultural needs, Route 22A in Bridgeport. Vermont Field Sports, don't let that big one get away. We'll help you hook 'em or bag 'em. Route 7 in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. McIntyre Services of Middlebury, on Court Street and Exchange Street in Middlebury, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Virgins, Brandon, Bristol, and Hinesburg, online at nbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Broughton's Big Country Hardware, home of Broughton's Farm Supply, Route 22A in Bridgeport, bigcountryhardware.com. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Nadu's Play School South, promoting lifelong learning in a safe and caring environment, Route 7 in Ferrisburg. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Desabre's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, and with a drop-off location at Linda's Apparel in Virgins. Denneker Chevrolet, free Vermont State inspections for as long as you own your vehicle. Main Street Virgins and Route 7 Middlebury. Chevy, find new roads. Brown's Welding, steel fabrication, plus crane, forklift, and man lift rentals. Call 363-5619 or visit brownswelding.com. Autumn Gold Jewelry, they have the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. And J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix, and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.